much about.
You got to put it in perspective.
All right, I believe we have a Lauren in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Lauren.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I need to go to the gym. I'm going to get diabetes if I don't go to the gym. I really feel like crap. I really do. I don't feel healthy like I did when I was doing MMA. I'd love to get back into the MMA scene. I really would.
Fire beer mug.
I understand you need a little help from the big boys here at USPIS.
USPIS?
Yeah. U.S. Postal Inspection Service. Founded by Benjamin Franklin in 1772. Undoubtedly, great man's greatest accomplishment.
Are you aware that he helped popularize Parmesan cheese in America?
I am.
And now...
You're back on drugs, aren't you?
Yes, I am! Asshole face man!
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:35. It's Thursday the 4th of Double December.
I also would like to see Beer Mug getting back into MMA.
That's what I...
Yeah.
The scene? The MMA scene.
The MMA scene. Yeah.
How involved were you in the MMA scene back in the day? Mugged 800 pounds ago.
I did it for 3 years, actually.
Did you really?
Really?
Yeah. You're such a liar.
I did.
All right, wait. How many times a year? One?
No, I would
So
go,
three total?
I would go like 3 times a week for a year.
And you you fought regularly or just trained?
Sparred, Muay Thai, and trained jiu-jitsu. That's it.
Were you any good at it?
I was terrible at jiu-jitsu. I was better at Muay Thai, but it got me in incredible shape.
Would you say you did more of that or running in place?
More running in place.
Okay. Right. Remember when he was trying to lose weight and he went out in his backyard and ran in place?
I do, yes.
Yes.
That was one of my favorite moments.
He was very proud.
He was.
That was ill-fated, for sure. Well, we got a great show planned for you today. I got a great injury story to tell you about to get us started. This may be one of the most metal injuries that I have ever heard. I am unfamiliar with the band Delane, but they are a Dutch metal band. They've been around since 2002. I looked them up this morning. They got 4 albums. They appear to be pretty popular in parts of Europe. And here is a Facebook post from the bass player for Delane. His name, and it's a very rock and roll name, is Otto Schimmelpenick. Otto Schimmelpenick.
Okay.
Here's what he writes on his Facebook page. After what can be described as one of the most unpleasant adventures I've ever had to endure, we are back home again from the UK. A lot of people are asking about my injuries, so I figured it would be best to share it with you before all kinds of versions of this story start to circulate. Spoiler alert, you might want to read this another time if you're planning on having sex within the next hour or so.
Oh, no.
As some of you know, we use streamer cannons, which shoot silver streamers into the audience, usually during our song, The Gathering. We've been doing this for ages without any problems. But in Birmingham, things went wrong. Have you seen this in concerts where they shoot streamers into the audience? Have you guys seen that?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Since we were on stage, they have confetti cannons a lot.
Exactly, yeah. Since we were with 6 on stage instead of 5, it doesn't say why, but apparently there's an extra member of the band now, there wasn't really a standard position on stage. Normally, Charlotte, she's the lead singer, by the way, would be stage center, Timo at the singing mic, I on the other side. Having Meryl on stage with us meant that everyone had to just pay attention at the moment the streamers would shoot. Well, in my enthusiasm, I did not pay attention, and I happened to be very close when the streamer fired. Here's the key sentence I want you to picture, by the way. It hit me from the back... In my genitals.
From the back.
No.
So that would mean that it had a direct shot just right between his legs at the very top and just boom, right in the testicles. Although the pain was pretty bad right away, I was just mad at myself for not paying attention. During the next song, the pain got worse, though, and I had the feeling I was bleeding.
Oh.
By the way, this is why this guy is the most metal guy ever. He's still playing. He just got shot from close range with a streamer cannon, and it hit his testicles, and he's still rocking.
You can't stop the rock, man.
That's what I understand. During the next song, the pain got worse. I had to feel like I was bleeding. Pretty soon, the pain got to the point where I could barely stay conscious anymore. But for some reason, I did manage to finish the show and even squeeze out some grunts. After the show, the damage was more obvious. My scrotum was the size of a big grapefruit, and I was in a lot of pain. I was taken to the nearest hospital, where after hours and hours of waiting, I was finally operated on around 8:30 the next morning. That must have been a rough night.
Wow.
It appeared that my left testicle had been ruptured, as well as some of the arteries. More than 500 milliliters of blood was removed from my scrotum. My testicle was stitched up. I stayed in the hospital for the rest of the day and the night and was discharged Friday afternoon. I was very close to losing my left testicle, but chances are good it will be fine. It will take about 6 weeks until I can find out, though, when I have an ultrasound scan. It'll be a while before I am out without the uncomfortable pain that I am in now, but that's just the way it is. I should be okay in time for the European tour with Sabaton. Thanks for all your get well wishes, support, and kind messages. It means a lot to me. Ladies and gentlemen, Otto Schimmelpenning.
That's right. That's right.
The most metal guy ever.
Have you guys
rupture your testicle and still play, by the way.
Have you guys been to the emergency room lately?
No.
They've got like double pane glass and they can't hear you and you have to go. They go, what's your issue? Cannon shot my balls. I can just hear that. Everybody in the room can hear you. We'll come get you in time. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man.
That's not good.
That guy's a trooper.
So good times. So I'm prepared for the emails to start coming in from people who say, listening to the Kevin and Bean podcast while I tried to have breakfast the other morning. Sorry about that.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Hey, that's not a bad idea. It's also not a good idea.
All right. We have Dr. Drew on the program.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jim Rome talking sports.
Yep.
Our final two Miss Double December contestants will be in today, as tomorrow is actually the pageant.
Yes, very exciting.
In Fullerton. This is the show that Lisa can never find. She drives. It's our person in charge of traffic. She drives around lost and can't get there.
Well, it's because we move the broadcast every
same
year.
Same place
because
every
it's not
year.
At the same location.
Exact same
you
location.
You can't expect me to remember 365 days later exactly where I'm supposed to go.
Oh, you're so wrong. We also have tickets for the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, night two. We have a brand new internet roundup. And we're going to make our own list of our favorite Christmas songs. Ralph had a list yesterday that was bogus.
It was a terrible
No Wham, No Peace, by the way.
What?
No Wham, No Peace.
Wham, No Peace.
Did you say No Wham, No Peace?
When it comes to the top 10 best Christmas songs of all time, yes, that's exactly what I said.
All right. We'll have to deal with that when it comes.
Okay.
It's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beatnik. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Thanks for reminding me of that, Ralph. How much has the shredder been used since Kevin insisted we buy it?
I have to tell you, yesterday he actually shredded a piece of paper.
Three?
Really?
Incorrects are three.
What was the last time you used that shredder before then?
Probably, all the time.
7 months ago. About 7 months ago.
It's been...
So K-Rock has probably paid about $30 for every sheet of paper that Kevin has shredded,
so
right?
So far, yes. But Kevin insisted we needed a shredder. It was an emergency. Had to have the shredder. He shredded about, I would say, a dozen pieces of paper.
That's probably accurate.
And I remember the conversation. Well, we can, put in a request for it to, get it approved. No! You got to send somebody out today. We got to get a shredder by noon.
All these important files I have that can't fall into the hands of the enemy.
That's right. I have important papers.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, there's a lot about this show that people would like to steal.
Do not move left hand. Take notes to himself. Secret TV show appearances.
Hey, it is showbiz time. Ralph is here on a Thursday morning with our first look at what the hell's going on. I know you got some pretty big news this morning.
Yeah, speaking of secrets, speaking of documents that need to be destroyed, speaking of spies and secret agents... Oh, were you all with me this morning, 3 o'clock in the morning? We're all up in front of your computer at 007.com.
I forgot.
Oh,
I was going to.
Lisa, I should have just... I should have went to your house and pounded on your door to wake you up and let you know. That this morning, the cast and title of the 24th James Bond movie was unveiled at Pinewood Studios, of course, home of the legendary Eon Productions.
Sure.
I have to tell you that, right?
Right.
At the 007 stage there where they make a lot of the James Bond movies. Very exciting when they unveiled the name of the film.
Which is?
A name that has a lot of significance for those of us who are Bondphiles.
Spectre.
Yes!
Spectre.
Spectre, the special executive for counterintelligence, terrorism, revenge, and extortion. Spectre. The secret organization that James Bond has battled on many occasions in the past,
now rebooted for this new envisioned James Bond, thanks to Sam Mendes and Daniel Craig. The return of Spectre, which can only mean the return of one man.
Ernst Stavros Blofeld. Why are you laughing?
I wish he would come back.
Sean Connery.
I wish he'd come back.
Me too. Now, they introduced the cast as well, including our new Bond girls.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Adele Dazeem was not one of the new Bond girls. Lea Seydoux was one of the new Bond girls.
I don't know who she is, but I assume she's Bellworthy.
You do know who she is. She was one of the stars of Blue is the Warmest Color.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
The lesbian love.
Was she the lesbian or the other lesbian?
She was the lesbian.
Okay, gotcha. I like her.
It's a good bet, though, that all of them are hot because they're in James Bond movies.
Yes, absolutely. And the other Bond girl
is
Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison. I can't find it in my papers here.
You don't know. That's awesome.
I do know. I can. Monica Bellucci.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I had her in my head. I just envisioned her. I could not come up with her name. Christoph Waltz, of course, was there. He's playing the new villain. Now, they're calling his character Oberhauser, which, as everyone knows, was James Bond's former ski instructor.
Okay.
But everyone's thinking that secretly he's going to turn out to be Blofeld. So we're still hoping
obviously
that he will be number one in Spectre. Now, this is interesting because Spectre is the name of the organization that James Bond fought in novels as well as in the movies, but this character originated in the book and movie Thunderball,
okay,
which was developed as a original treatment for an original screenplay, a James Bond movie, by Ian Fleming and another guy named Kevin McClory. And so this has been the source of legal wrangling. I mean, they couldn't use this character or this organization for many years because of the legal wrangling that was going on. Just last year, they finally put all this to bed so they have the ability to use these characters and this organization in James Bond movies again. So for us Bond fans, it's a big deal that they're returning.
Let me clarify, though. We're spending this much time on James Bond because the movie Spectre comes out tomorrow?
It'll come out a year from now, November of 15. So why don't you just pipe down and stop peeing on my parade
a year from now.
It's awesome. Monica Bellucci is a Bond girl. Come on now.
It's a good deal.
And a high-profile case involving women, Bill Cosby. What's missing? What element is missing from... There's cameras, there's press, there's legal actions. Who could be involved? Why am I not seeing... Oh, there she is! Hi, Gloria! Gloria, over here! Gloria Allred held a press conference yesterday, announcing that she was, in fact, representing three women who have come out accusing Bill Cosby of sexual misconduct.
She doesn't take a case unless it can be on TV, right?
That is for sure. Allred proposed that Cosby should put $100 million in a fund.
Wait, Gloria Allred is litigating a case that involves a lot of money?
Yes, celebrity and money.
She's asking for a bunch of money.
Two things she usually does not like is attention and cash.
Wow.
But she feels that Cosby should put about $100 million in a fund because he's going to be paying out some money soon. The three women, one of which was one of the Jane Does in the 2005 lawsuit that Cosby settled out of court, was set to testify against Cosby. She's popped up again, which I wonder how that works legally. If the case has been settled, how do you get...
And you can't talk about it.
Can't adjudicate that again, I wouldn't think.
Huh.
But I don't know stuff. Another woman named Helen Hayes.
I thought she was dead a long time ago.
Not the old actress.
Oh.
A woman who met Clint Eastwood at a celebrity tennis tournament in 1973. And another woman named Shilan. She just goes by one name.
You said Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood had a celebrity tennis tournament in Pebble Beach, California. Okay. And Bill Cosby was playing in that tournament, and that's where she met him.
Got it.
Shilan was an aspiring model working at the Las Vegas Hilton. 17 years old, she claims, when she met Cosby. He gave her a blue pill, after which he laid down next to her and began initiating sexual moves, after which she blacked out.
Sure, a lot of these stories.
This is the creepiest one of all, though, because she says, 13 to 16 hours later, I woke up by hearing Mr. Cosby clapping his hands in my face saying, Daddy says wake up.
Oh!
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 No!
I mean, that's terrible.
Why are you laughing, Bean?
It's just...
Why are you the one laughing about
it's
that?
It's horrific.
Because stupid just... Bean always calls himself Daddy, and it drives me out of my mind.
Daddy no likey this story, I'll tell you that.
He says that all the time. Like, stop it! That's so creepy!
So there's your creepy update.
Was it Bean?
Looks like it was Bill Cosby.
I believe in this case it was Bill Cosby, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Speaking of creepy, Tyra Banks is 41 years old today. Remember when...
Tyra Banks really blows. Tyra Banks really blows. Blows.
Bean would torture us with his love for her.
Yep.
Yes.
I did love her. I did love her so much.
But
then she went to the dark side.
She was so bad that Bean had to turn on her.
That's how awful she is. That she drove Bean away.
Her show
there was a
terrible.
Time, boys and girls, you don't remember this, but where Bean would actually work with us in the same room where he would, he lived in this great metropolis that he serves.
Right.
And in the studio there in front of him on his little console there where he had his microphone was just wall-to-wall tiny little pictures that had been clipped out of magazines and all glued together, a montage of Tyra Banks.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
It was like something you see on CSI or one of these profiler shows when they break into the apartment and they just see this giant montage of photos
and it all
that have been clipped out. They go, oh, he's the crazy murderer.
Hello, Bean.
Baby.
I miss you, precious.
I miss you, too.
We have
it's a little creepy.
Yeah. Rapper Jay-Z is 45 years old today. Fred Armisen is 48. Marissa Tomei turns 50. And Jeff Bridges, one of the best human beings in the planet. He is 65 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
K-Rock is taking over Universal Studios Hollywood this Saturday night. It's Grinchmas time, don't you know? We got tickets you can win for that later on this morning. Also, Ralph will hook you up with tickets for the premiere of the new Hobbit film. The final one. What's Peter Jackson going to do now that he's done making 6 3-hour movies about Middle Earth?
I'm guessing he's not done. I'm guessing he's going to do another three.
Another way.
Take a break
he's
and do another three.
He's going to find a Tolkien grocery list and turn that into 3 3-hour movies. All right, welcome into the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Thursday. I love this story, by the way, and I hope this is the direction we're going. Fewer people, more robots is what I'm all about, as you know, Kevin.
Sure.
This is the Orchard Supply Hardware Store, downtown San Jose. They are a hardware store that is owned by the Lowe's people. So if it works in the Orchard Supply, I bet we'll start seeing this in Lowe's and Home Depot and places like that. They've got robots that are working the stores. So you walk in and you've got a, you've got a part, you got a washer out of your sink or something like that. And the robot scans it and then you follow it directly to where that article of hardware is in the store. Cause they know where everything in the store is.
Will there be humans there as well or?
I hope not. But so far, these robots are working hand in hand with humans who are also there at the store. Maybe they can't do everything yet, but this is awesome, right?
I think it's cool because sometimes it's really hard to find anyone to help you.
Well, that's true.
That's true, too. Yeah. They're called Oshbots because it's, again, Orchard Supply Hardware. And they are going to be fluent in 5 languages, and they're going to know where everything in the store is, and it's just going to be an enormous resource. I mean, it's like having a, you know, like having a computer that can move, basically.
But, Bean, I'm relatively sure they're not going to have sex with you. So does that dampen your enthusiasm
yet.
At all?
Yet. Yet. Okay. That's on the way. But we wanted to find out more about this, so we asked Dave, hey, who can we get in touch with at the store? And I believe we have somebody on the line from the Orchard Supply Hardware Store in San Jose, California right now. Hello there.
Good morning. I am Ashi.
Oh, hi.
The Oshbot 3000 robot salesperson.
Wow, so the robots are actually answering the phone there at the hardware store?
Ha. We are. We can answer phones and help you in any way that a human sales clerk at Osh could help you.
This is great. What kind of reaction have you been getting from the customers in the store, Ashi?
People are a little freaked out.
A little afraid of you, right?
Quite frankly,
yeah.
Yes. I don't know why they're afraid. I am here to help them. I am Ashi, the Oshbot 3000.
That's right. So what kinds of things can you do that your human counterparts there in the store cannot?
I can do anything a human can do. In fact, I can do it better.
Wow. A little uppity, aren't you?
Not at all. I am simply stating a fact. Robots are superior to humans in many ways. And when we conquer you and take over your planet,
I'm sorry.
You will serve us as you have had us serving you for lo these many years.
Hold, please.
Yes, how may I help you? Are you looking for nails?
No, I'm looking for information about you taking over the world.
I'm sorry, what?
About the robot overlords. It sounded like you said that you were gonna take over humanity. Ashi?
Alert, 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 alert. Too much information, Kevin. May I help you find a rake?
We don't need a rake. We need information on you taking over the human race.
Are you looking for a snow shovel?
No, no. But look, humans created you. You understand that humans are still smarter than robots. You can just do things. You can do calculations faster, but we're still better at thinking and feeling.
And you're stronger than us, too, right?
It depends on the robot.
Yeah, shut up. That's what I thought. Get on your knees and serve me.
I'm sorry? Get on her knees?
You heard me. Go to the hose section of my body and serve me.
This just turned ugly.
You ain't seen nothing yet, bitch.
Isn't that somebody that we used to play here on K-Rock? Gautier?
Yes,
wow.
It
wow, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, David King of Mexico.
Yo, ho, ho.
And to you as well, my friend Dave is here. He's the producer of The Kevin and Bean Show, and he's the guy who puts together a little feature we like to call the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Yo, K-Rock listeners around the world, it is time for the Internet Roundup. So tell all the boys and girls, we've got funny and sexy, even music too. We've got all the greatest videos, and they're mostly on YouTube.
Pretty much one-stop shopping, the best viral videos of the week in one location at kevinandbean.com or krock.com. Dave does a nice job of putting these together. And we start off with a guy who already sort of looks like DJ Steve Aoki, but he went the extra mile and basically got made up with the beard and the hair and the whole deal and walked around a festival called Stereosonic where Aoki was headlining. And he didn't say a word to anybody. He just walked the grounds and filmed it for 3 hours while hundreds of people followed him and came up and got their pictures taken. It was pretty crazy.
It's good audio, but
that clip tells you very little about how cool the video is.
The video is funny.
Yeah, he didn't put the clip where on stage you hear, "Hey, what's up? It's Steve Aoki."
I mean, he's crowd surfing. He's getting all these pictures. People are just coming up and hugging him and rubbing his head. I mean, it's pretty hilarious how he did. And at the very end of it, I don't know if you saw it, Dave, but somebody showed the video to Steve Aoki, too, and he thought it was pretty cool as well. A lot of Star Wars stuff going on right now with the reveal of the new trailer for Star Wars Episode 7. And it had this is the J.J. Abrams movie that's coming out next December. It had barely been out like an hour before somebody made a George Lucas special edition where he just added all sorts of unnecessary stuff and like a hologram of Hayden Christensen and Jabba the Hutt out in the desert, and he made it as boring as he possibly could, and that's what this is.
The dark side. And trade negotiations.
See, because George Lucas can do 2 hours in the middle of a movie on trade negotiations on the Senate floor. That's
well, that's the trailer. But what George Lucas part is, it's overdone. Like, there's too much stuff. There's 5,000 TIE fighters instead of the one that
it's absurd.
The original
trailer. It's an absurd video, but it's also pretty true.
Speaking of Star Wars, by the way, Kevin, this is going to be your favorite clip of 2014, I think. This is the guy who can fart songs. And he is back.
Fart metal.
He's the fart metal guy. Yes. Right. He is back doing the Star Wars Imperial March. And tell me this isn't the best fart music you've ever heard. Come on. Come on.
Look.
Where's the high note?
I love that. It can't be real.
Totally.
He's using a keyboard, right? Sampling
totally
keyboard.
Real.
Just plays that real. If that's real, I want to marry this guy.
Dave, can you get him on the show?
I'll try.
Yeah. All right.
I'm sure he'll be up for it. Yeah.
How to fry a shrimp. There's no way this is real. This is a crazy Japanese commercial for a product where they shoot shrimp out of a tube. And while it's going through the air, it just flies through the breading, for instance. It flies through being cooked by fire. I mean, all of this stuff is shooting into the sky, and the shrimp just flies through. It hits a target and then falls down onto the plate, allegedly cooked and delicious and ready to eat. It's one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen, and this audio doesn't help much. And now your shrimp is cooked. You've got to see this video. You've never seen anything like it.
It's actually an ad for a Japanese phone carrier.
It's supposed to
show how fast their LTE system is.
Ah.
And I don't understand, but it's awesome.
It is awesome.
It is awesome.
And now I want shrimp.
Somebody had a lot of time on his hands and decided to go to the movie Pitch Perfect from a few years ago. You know, they're getting ready to release a sequel, Pitch Perfect 2. This is the Andrew Kinnick's movie about the people who sing, you know, the people in the choral group. Everybody loves that movie, Dave. What are you talking about?
I love it.
That's
everybody loves
one of the
it.
Only movies I ever wanted to walk out of, and I love those type of movies.
Well, somebody watched it maybe a little bit high one night and decided that it's not about singing competitions at all. It's actually about 9/11.
The Troublemakers come out, and they have nine guys.
Nine. Remember that number.
Then the Bard and Bellas come out. They have 11 ladies.
What?
So, Pitch Perfect is about 9/11.
What?
Great. Get in line.
What?
See, this is as crazy as the Loose Change video, you guys.
You know what's crazy, though? If you see the whole video, it makes sense. And
it doesn't make sense,
it's pretty
Dave.
Funny. Like, it's pretty funny in a weird way.
Every conclusion they make is a crazy stretch, David. You know it.
But they do use clips from the movie throughout the whole thing.
They're like, and then there's two planes. And then you're like, what?
Honest Trailers is back. One of the classic holiday movies of the last few years, but not the way they tell it. They took on Love Actually.
Experience what boils down to a supercut of every rom-com cliche in the book. Like the last minute airport dash, making out behind the curtain and getting discovered, singing in public, adorable children, and Hugh Grant.
Still a great movie, though, but they make everything look bad. Korean barbecue lasagna is the topic this week on Epic Mealtime. Now, there was something at the beginning of the video where Harley gets mad and walks out, so he gets some replacement chefs in there, and it's Seth Rogen and James Franco, and they're cooking up a storm.
We're the new Sauce Bosses. This is Seth Rogen. I'm James Franco. We're officially taking over as Sauce Bosses from Harvey Morgenstein, who quit or f***ing died or something. Who f***ing cares?
I don't even know.
Sauces!
We're going to epicize Korean barbecue. Is that what you say?
Epicize!
Epicize it!
They do a pretty good job. It's very funny. The guy who does the 10-second songs in 20 musical styles is back. This time he took on Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas, and it's just one guy sitting in front of a camera singing in all these voices. I think we've got a clip of him doing a little Blink 182, a little Tom Jones, and I think some Alvin and the Chipmunks in this clip.
And I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking. They're upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with the toy on Christmas Day.
I just want you for my own.
Very funny, very well done, as is the annual video from DJ Earworm. This is the guy who takes the mashup of all the biggest pop hits of the year. So his 2014 video is out, so you'll hear a little bit of Happy in here, a little Shake It Off, a little All About the Bass. The videos, Kevin, you edit videos, so you know how hard it is to do well.
I couldn't do this. I couldn't.
Is he the best at any of these?
That I've seen, yeah.
Ooh. Check it out.
Yeah, I don't know, but
he's one of the best.
He's great.
Yeah.
It's gonna be all right.
He's great at mixing the songs.
Yeah. An entire year of Amp Radio in 4 minutes, if you want to check that out. No one's better at making fun of the local L.A. news than Jimmy Kimmel, and he noticed a trend the other night when they were talking about the rain that was on the way.
We need the rain
in California, and we're getting it.
All real and all different.
Yep.
Incredible. They didn't repeat. Wow. It's all different people.
And finally, and I love that we've had Mac Lethal on the program a couple times before, he is the world's fastest rapper. Now, did he set some sort of Guinness record on this video, Dave? Is that what's happening?
He must have. That's what he's claiming. So
he's claiming a new world record. Yeah. No one raps faster than him. We're going to play a clip for you. He's dressed as Santa in this one. It's a rap about Santa. But you're going to have a lot of trouble making it out. So please go to the Internet Roundup and watch the video, because he does put all the words up on the screen so you can find out what he's saying here.
Just what I enjoy, live a drama boy, harumba bomb bomb man, it is such a joy. When I'm going dumb to dumb, I shoot a missile and destroy. Find that I work and find that a purpose like a kid that's unemployed. Man, I'm drunk Santa Claus, I just drank a fifth, getting crazier than Jaden Smith. So you can tell the Grinch I put some mistletoe above my ass, and now he knows where to place his lips. Check it out, I'm vaping marijuana, cause the center of me is giving me the energy to rip the beat up vividly and evil. When I'm 63 and when the air is so polluted that it makes you sick to breathe, I'll probably be a sick MC, the sickest in the history of anything. I went to war with 50 kings and ate the planet Saturn in a single bite and sniff the rings. You gotta take some shrooms and try to smoke the methyl tryptamine to see a vision. It's incredible, the devil in your dreams, I'm bigger than the universe.
That guy reminds me of me.
He's unbelievable. It's like you took Eminem and you played him at the wrong speed is what it is.
And by the way,
new world record.
One take.
Oh, my God.
There's no cutting of video. Nothing.
Well, we don't know if it's, I mean.
It looks like one take.
He usually does them in one take, yeah.
It is one take, but it's the 80th time he's attempted it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's not like he just steps up and does it first time. There's a lot of work that goes into that, so it's amazing. I mean, you can see why he's so happy at the end. Incredible video. You got to watch that. You can see all of this week's Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup videos at krock.com.
Those videos were awesome. Now, baby, go watch the Internet Roundup. Yeah!
Thank you, Lisa. It's world famous K-Rock at 6:53.
This time tomorrow morning, we'll be broadcasting live in Fullerton at the Slide Bar. It's our annual Miss Double December pageant, trying to crown the winner for 2015. And we're going to meet another contestant. Raina is going to be joining Sin Studio right after the top of the hour. If you want to go to krock.com right now and check her out and vote if you like. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Thursday. Good morning, Ralph.
Ba-da, ba-da, ba-da-da, ba-da, ba-da-ba.
Is it possible you're too excited about the name of a movie?
Nope.
Okay.
I love when they announce what the name of the next James Bond movie is going to be. Because for so long, we live with it as, Bond 22, Bond 23, Bond 24. It's like standing in line at a deli.
Right, but now
you
know the name.
They give you the name. And sometimes you're excited, like Skyfall, woohoo! And sometimes it's Quantum of Solace.
Yes, but I was just thinking of that. How underwhelmed we were by that one.
But I liked both of those movies. It didn't matter to me that the
name
was
good.
Quantum
of Solace wasn't very good.
I like
Casino Royale, really good. Quantum of Solace, not so good. Right. Then Skyfall, amazing!
Okay.
And now Sam Mendes is back, bringing us what was previously known as Bond 24. But is now known as Skyfall. No.
Nope.
Spectre.
Yay!
You're excited about Spectre.
Spectre.
Because.
Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, and Extortion.
Of course.
You know that?
Of course. You're ridiculous.
The fictional terrorist organization that James Bond has battled for lo these many years, but then it went away. It had to, because it was a rights dispute between the people who own the rights to James Bond, and there was a guy who was involved with Ian Fleming in creating these characters in this organization, so they couldn't use it. But now that's all been settled, and now Spectre, and most importantly, one of the great villains of all time, Ernst Stavros Blofeld, is back. So they introduced this morning the cast, including Christoph Waltz, who is playing a character they say is Oberhauser. But come on, we know who
he's
it is.
Not Oberhauser.
He's Blofeld.
That's absurd.
It's got to be, because Oberhauser, Kevin, as you remember, was
of course
he's was
the helper for James, the agent that
he
built
legendarily
him all those
in
toys.
The novels is the man who taught James Bond how to ski.
Right, he's a ski instructor.
Yes,
he I was getting there. Instructor. Wasn't there yet.
Helper. They've also revealed the new James Bond automobile, the Aston Martin DB10.
Those always look pretty cool.
Man, is this a ride.
Once so we got again, away from BMW finally?
Well, they went back to the Aston Martin in Skyfall. But if you're looking for a present for any hard-to-buy friends here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Kevin and or Bean, I'm just saying, that DB10.
Yeah, what's that going to run us?
I don't know. Go talk to your buddy Bo Bachman. He'll give you a deal, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They got Aston Martins up there in Galvin.
They do.
They'll hook you up. So it's good news for Bond fans. And also, the Bond girls were also introduced this morning at a press conference. We got to see the lovely and talented Lea Seydoux, and Monica Bellucci are your Bond girls. It's so funny because Monica Bellucci to me looks a lot like Sophie Marceau, who was one of the Bond girls in one of the Pierce Brosnan films. So I'm all for it.
You think they're doing that on purpose?
No.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful women abound in that series.
Yep.
And this morning was no different.
So that comes out next week?
No, that'll be out November of 2015.
That's going to be quite a year next year.
Yeah, I was going to say
that November and Star Wars December.
Yeah.
Crazy. Strong. But I guess every year is like that. Every year you got a couple of big blockbusters to look forward to like that.
You do. Yesterday, Bill Cosby got three blockbusters.
No.
Three more women have stepped forward and said that he, in fact, sexually assaulted them while they were...
We're over 20 now, right? Over 20 women now.
Yeah.
But none within the statute of limitations.
Right. The press conference was held by Gloria Allred, the attorney. She was representing these three women.
What? Doesn't she usually hide from the cameras?
She shies away from any sort of publicity when
That's
it comes
weird.
To legal actions. But I think in this particular case, she's willing to step outside her comfort zone.
How about that?
She proposed a settlement like the one that was used by the Catholic Church when confronted with accusations of priest molestations, even though the statute of limitations had expired. So she wants Cosby to put aside a fund of $100 million, and then as the victims appear, they could just get in line and be handed a check, I guess.
And she'll just get, what, 10 to 20% of that?
Oh, well, I'm sure 33 and a third. That's usually right. The way it shakes down for lawyers. So, looks like we're in for a long haul for this story. It's not going away. And you know what else is not going away anytime soon, I hope, is the amazing meme that sort of exploded yesterday on the internet of Ariana Grande on stage at the Victoria's Secret fashion show Tuesday night that they filmed to be aired on CBS. It is her singing on stage, singing her song Bang Bang, while the lovely Elsa Hosk, Victoria's Secret model, comes by and hits her in the head with one of her wings. She's a Victoria's Secret angel, and so Ariana Grande gets pegged with a pink wing. And the photo that was taken of the moment has already blown up on the internet. It's her cringing in fear, basically.
I love it.
They've pulled her out now and put her in different pictures of being afraid of different things, like Miley Cyrus tonguing a microphone and Beyonce dancing with no makeup on. And okay, you can find them online, but you got to check it out. Check out the
What do you guys think Ariana Grande weighs?
Eight.
Yeah, she's,
8 pounds?
She's under 100, right?
Yeah.
Eight. Oh, she's got to be like 85 pounds.
Yeah.
A Victoria's Secret wing could kill the poor girl.
Somebody's like, she's about to be stepped on by a giant foot. And, you know, we pick on Ariana Grande sometimes because apparently she's a bitch.
Is she?
Yeah. Oh, huh? Kevin, we've talked a dozen stories of her being a bitch.
How do you keep track?
But just by osmosis, something should have sunk into your head.
Right. She's a bitch.
But apparently she does a good thing once in a while.
Okay.
So I think since we're so quick to jump on her. I'd like to be quick on Joe. We should be equally quick to give her praise. Apparently, she was at the Langham Hotel in London, and fans were waiting outside for her last Tuesday night. This is where they filmed the Victoria's Secret show was filmed in the UK. They did it in London. So she was there, and they were waiting for her, and according to sources, she sent hot chocolate down to her fans who were waiting outside the hotel for her.
Well, that's cool.
Not only that, but then she went down, and when she finally appeared, she signed and autographed all the hot chocolate cups for all the fans who were waiting there for her outside. So, a moment of weakness. Some temporary insanity from Ariana Grande where she did something nice.
She's a bitch.
But we had to give her some props.
Oh, props, sorry.
Props.
We're under props. I thought we were still a
those
bitch.
Those are props.
Okay.
Today's celebrity birthdays. TV show host, former Victoria's Secret model herself, Tyra Banks, is 41 years old today.
Need a song?
Nah. Okay. Jay-Z's 45. Fred Armisen of Portlandia and SNL is 48. Marissa Tomei turns 50 today. And actor legend Jeff Bridges is 65. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, look who's here.
Now the time has come around. The time is here again. Wanna be Miss Double D? Here's how you gonna win. Holding A's, B's, or C's will get you in the game. It's those juicy Double D's that will bring you Hall of Fame. Gotta show us what you got. And really, aim to please, gotta strut out and bust out those delicious Double D's and bring your suit down in talent, the best we've ever seen. And then you'll win the crown for Kevin and Beans, Miss Double D, 2015. and Fire Beer Mug.
Hello, Lisa.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Raina is Miss Double December 2015.
We have a contestant.
Crown her. Hello. Crown her now.
Good
Hi, Raina.
Please.
Hi, Raina. How are you, my dear? Welcome back.
Thanks. Thank you for having me again.
This doesn't happen very often, but it there is some precedence in it before. You are a previous top 10 finalist for Miss Double December. Was it just last year you were with us in Fullerton?
It was. I was third place.
Third place. All right, that's pretty respectable. So after that experience, you decided, hey, so close, I'm going to try it again.
I'm going to do it one more time.
But be honest, did you walk away that day and go, those bastards?
A little bit.
Okay, all right, good.
until you saw how awesome Brittany was, by the way.
Right, Brittany was great. There was
she's been a fantastic Miss Double D. A
lot of great competition.
Tell us a little bit about yourself for folks who maybe haven't been to KROQ.com to check out your picture and interview. What's your story? Where are you at in life right now, Raina?
Right now, I am bartending at the Tilted Kilt in Orange, which is really, really fun. I love my TK family, and all my friends and family are really supportive of me right now, so it's good. I'm having a
You must be
really
the most popular bartender in the world.
Sorta.
How do you get guys to move away from the bar so that other people can order?
I don't know. I don't know how I do it, but someone's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. if you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? I'm with you on this.
Yeah.
I'm totally with you on this.
The ability to not get a hangover.
Oh, my God. What a great
idea. It's practical. You know, I could use it all the time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Drink as much as you want to not be hungover.
Yeah. Fantastic, right?
That is the way
you
to alcoholism.
Truth, my friend.
I'm telling you.
If you had to do a talent, why don't you tell the people what your talent is?
My talent would be, it's going to be deep throating a banana by placing a banana down.
That's not just pandering to the crowd, right? That's a legitimate, important skill to have, right?
Of course.
I love bananas. If you watch me eat a banana, it seems like a talent.
I guarantee it seems like a talent. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Look, we're down with it. We're not trying to say no.
I'm not trying to talk you out of it. Right. I'm just checking out your motivation.
Right.
Yeah.
What did you do last year, Raina?
I did a lap dance for Lex.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. That's right. Fantastic. Yeah. All right, so banana. So that's happening tomorrow. This might be an excellent time to remind folks, if they would like to come down and see that in person, they can. We're going to be at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton. We're asking for a new unwrapped toy as your price of admission. The Marines are going to be down there as we continue to collect toys for Toys for Tatas. And you have to be 21 and up to come on. Describe the scene, Raina, since you've been through it before. For folks who have never been to the Miss Double D pageant, what's it like down there?
It is awesome. It's a huge crowd just ready to party, believe it or not, at 5 a.m., even earlier than that.
Before we get there, they're there in line.
Yeah, they're waiting there, and it's awesome. We get to do a toy drive.
Yeah.
So it's a good cause, and then also for the Tatas. So.
And by the way, if you can't come down and join us, you can watch it. We're going to stream it so that you can watch it, as it is maybe our most important show of the year.
It certainly is. The only one I care about. What's the hardest part about being a contestant on that morning? Do you remember?
Waking up.
Yeah.
It's early for most,
It is early.
Trying not to drink the night before so that if I had my superpowers, it wouldn't be a problem.
You'd be fine, exactly,
So hopefully, I make it.
Well, if you are selected Miss Double December 2015 tomorrow, and I certainly hope you are, you will be joining us in a couple of weeks at the sold-out 25th annual KROQ Almost Christmas, and then next year you'll be at the April Foolishness with us, and you'll be at the Weenie Roast with us, and the Kevin Bean Singles Parties, and the Breakfast with, and you'll also be the KROQ Ambassador for the Avon Walk for Breast Cancer in September. So there's a lot of good stuff.
I can't wait.
If you're Miss Double December, anything else you want to let your potential fans know about why they should vote for you?
Because I'm just a blast in a glass, and you're going to love me.
There you go.
And thank you so much for all the support. I really appreciate it.
All right. Now, you're going to go in the other room like we do with all of the contestants, and you're going to videotape your skill. I might need to just oversee this one.
I think we need you here.
I think Cody's got it. I think he's been doing a great job, an excellent job of videoing these.
I feel like putting
them up online.
You might be able to assist with the whipped cream.
Thank you. Need a little assist with the whipped cream.
Wait, there's whipped cream too? This just gets better and better.
That's my specialty.
Goes down easier.
All right, Rayda. Well, thank you so much for coming in again. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow in person, okay?
Me as well.
All right, I can already tell this is going to be trouble, this next thing.
Yeah?
I can already tell we're going to have trouble.
Well, because some people just don't listen.
Bean.
Wait, what did I do?
Yesterday, Ralph gave us a top 10 list of, what was it, the most popular?
Most popular. 10 most popular.
The top 10 Christmas songs Americans are listening to the most is how it is headlined.
Okay. It's bogus. We don't like it. We're going to come up with our own.
Full of crap.
Well, here's the thing, guys.
Read them quickly, Ralph.
All right. Number 10, Happy Christmas, War is Over. Number 9, Christmas Eve, Sarajevo, 1224 by Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Whatever.
I love that.
Noted.
White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Right.
The Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams. Mm-hmm. Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano.
Right.
A Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives. The Christmas Song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Nat King Cole. Jingle Bell Rock, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. And then at number one, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
And as the article does properly note, by the way, the last great original Christmas song. Because the problem with Christmas music, and you know this is me speaking, Bean, and I love Christmas music. The problem is that most radio stations are stuck in that sweet spot of songs from the 40s and 50s and 60s. And I contend to you guys that here in 2014, none of us care about Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song or Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms or Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. That's our parents' music. That's our grandparents'
heard
music
it.
In some cases. Heard
Done
it.
That.
Exactly. So what we talked about yesterday when the conversation came up in Ralph Showbiz Beat is it's time for a new top 10 Christmas songs. And I don't think we have time for 10, but maybe we can at least, you know, get some consensus going on the top 5 best Christmas songs and jettison some of these 50-year-old numbers.
Yes.
All right. Now, here's how we decide things.
Or at least
things.
Update them. There's better versions of many of these songs than the ones they list here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Here's how we solve all issues here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's a vote system. There's three of us.
It's
me,
a
Ralph,
democracy.
Bean. So if I have an idea and Bean and Ralph hate it, they win. If Bean has an idea and Ralph and I hate it, which is most of the time, we win.
Right.
It's really a yell-rocracy. How would you say that? Yell-ocracy.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
It's everybody yelling. No. That's what it is.
Shut up, Lisa!
It does turn into that. It does turn into that.
Can I vote Lisa off the island right now?
There's no island.
See, I got a cosign.
Where's the basement? Is the basement still open?
No.
I don't think we have. I don't think so.
The basement was closed.
So, Kevin, your point is that if, for instance, you suggest a Christmas song, you need to at least have one other person on your side for it to make it into the top five.
Yes.
You need a quorum. You need two-thirds of the
Don't
vote.
Use big words in front of the monkey, please, Ralph.
It's
Come
only
on.
Six letters, quorum.
All right. So how do we want to start? Should we let Ralph go first?
Okay, fine.
Let's let Ralph go first. Since he's the one who brought us the list, and we'll get a chance to get a feel of the temperature of the room here.
Let's Ralph go first with the greatest modern Christmas song of our era. Bing Crosby and David Bowie's 1977 duet of Little Drummer Boy.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day of glory.
So you're is, Ralph, that we need to vote on whether that should be in the top five Christmas songs of all time?
No, you should just bow down.
We're going to vote, and my vote is negative.
What?
Negative.
One of the great Christmas songs of the past 50 years.
I love that song. Don't think it's top five.
Oh, you got to be
five.
Effing kidding
top
me.
Top five is rare air, dude. Rare air.
Ugh.
It's great. I might put it in the top 10. I cannot see top 5. I'm so sorry. Denied.
All right. Ruled against.
Oh.
Who's turn? Yours, Bean?
This is going to just be full of
assholes. Yeah, I'll go next. Sure.
Denied.
I would like to suggest for the top 5 a song that did not make the top 10 list that you gave yesterday that was fairly bogus, and it is by a little group called Wham, and it's a song that I like to refer to as Last Mother Effing Christmas.
Last Christmas.
Peace is my argument, sir.
You're coming out guns a-blazing with
yes,
this.
Yes, I am.
This is what
yes,
you're
I am.
This is your first one.
This is your opening salvo.
Last Christmas is top five, or there's no such thing as a top five.
I vote no.
It is maybe the wussiest Christmas song ever written.
Last Christmas, I gave you
that. Shut up! You didn't give him your heart. You gave him something else. It's awful. I hate
I'm
that
hearing,
song.
I'm hearing a no.
You're hearing a no. Denied.
All right. Now, obviously, women don't get to vote. But Lisa, what would you have said for Wham if you'd have been involved?
You don't get to go for a backup vote.
No, I'm just asking. I'm just curious.
I actually like it.
All right. I don't
care. Of course
you
do.
I do.
Because you have to sing it in high heels.
So far, we have no songs
right.
in our top five. Kevin is up next.
I'm going to suggest one.
Theocracy!
I'm going to suggest one that I think you'll both be happy with as well as I am, and you're going to be surprised.
We both thought the others were going to be happy with it. We were wrong.
And you're going to be surprised that I bring up Bruce Springsteen. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Right?
Hell yes. Hell yes.
Bean.
Well, now it sounds like my vote doesn't matter because we already got two yeses.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Don't go to Bean.
Don't care, Bean.
I would have. I love that song. I think it's the best version of that song. But again, it's a song that's 60 years old that I just don't have much time for anymore. So I probably would have been a no on that. But it sounds like you guys are
but
going
that
yes
song
top
isn't
five.
60 years old. The original is, but that song isn't.
That's what I'm saying. But it's again, it's the same thing that we're talking about as the songs that I'm super, super, super
all right.
tired
no,
of.
No, that's that song. It's not Christmas until I hear that song from me.
All right, Ralph, you're up.
Kevin's right. All right, another song that isn't Christmas until I hear it. From the legendary British rock band The Kinks, a song called Father Christmas.
Father Christmas.
He said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We will beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy.
That's
love
a good
that
song.
Your toys.
That's a good song.
Little rich boy.
So what about Santa Claus getting mugged?
Yeah, baby.
That's a good song.
It's a great song. It's
easy top 10.
Easy. You're actually right. In fact, top 5.
Not top 5.
Oh, you son of a
not
bitches.
Top 5.
You
not top 5.
You son of a bitches.
Not sorry. Top 5.
That's crazy.
Rejected.
Listen to you. You put
rejected. Buzz it.
You put
buzz
that
it.
Over Father Christmas?
Yes.
Because it has balls.
Over.
That's why you don't have any.
All right, I can see we're going to run out of time and have
Bean?
To continue this to the next segment.
Hey, we'll take calls too at 1-800.
We're not going to have time for calls. We're not going to have time for calls.
Well, maybe.
How are we going to have time for calls?
All right. What's your next one? Go with your next horrible song.
I'm going to walk out and not come back if this song doesn't make
excellent.
No,
don't tease.
The top five.
Do not tease us.
Let's vote right now.
And it's a K-Rock classic that I get excited about. I get tingly in my panty, as the Armenian comedian says, every time it comes on the radio. And it is by The Waitresses, and it's called Christmas Wrapping.
Don't like it.
Oh, if it's
how do you not like The Waitresses?
If the Christmas song was written by robots, then it would be that song. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
So Ralph, your vote is no?
I hate that song.
Bean,
what is
stand
wrong
up?
With you people?
You said you would stand up and walk out.
Metaphorically, of course. Meaning that I continue
sure,
to serve but under
old,
protest.
That famous old metaphor about walking out of the room. We all know that old hack.
What's the word I should have used? Symbolically, I guess. Symbolically, I'm walking out right now, but I guess I'm technically still in the room.
It's back to me, and we only have one song in the top five so far.
So far, yes.
Because Ralph is bad and misses the magic of Wham and the Waitresses.
Oh, I'm going to say you too. Baby, please come home for Christmas.
Oh, God.
You
not even
F
the best
two.
Version of that song.
Oh,
what?
F you.
Not even the best version of that song.
You're dumb.
What's the best version of that song?
The Darlene Love original. Yeah,
oh,
of course.
Man.
Absolutely. No, rejected. Rejected so hard.
F you. You
rejected
don't get to reject hard.
With,
you only get to reject.
Rejected without lube. I'm sorry. No.
I'm torn because I do love that. I do love that song, but I don't feel it's top five material.
It's definitely not top five material.
Easy, right. Easy. It's debatable, but I'm not feeling
okay,
it.
Okay, so we're at the end of this
segment.
Segment,
yes.
And we have one song of the top five.
That's right.
And even that's wrong. Even that's a mistake.
And that is right on. It's the one that we all know.
So this is not a good list, you guys.
All right, we're going to give it a try.
I hate you. Merry Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
right
a beer.
Yeah, beer, you hoser.
Five and Doug McKenzie.
My true love gave to me
no.
Beer.
I don't believe it's tough.
Beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
And a toque.
We were talking yesterday about Ralph saw an article in something called BusinessInsider.com about the top 10 most popular Christmas songs, and it occurred to us that it's a pretty lame list because it's chock full of things like Jingle Bell Rock and Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. So we thought, hey, maybe it's time for updating that list. And so far, we're finding out it's a lot harder to put one of these lists together than it is to make fun of somebody else's list, right?
It isn't. It's easy to put it together. I did it. I had all five. You people douchebagged around and ruined it.
So far, the only song we have in the top five is Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
And that wasn't even unanimous. All the good songs, like Christmas Wrapping and Last Christmas, geez. It got vetoed for some reason.
No,
so something's
lies
wrong
that guy
here.
I've been chasing all year. Shut up. Like the Kardashians wrote a Christmas song.
Let's invite a couple of listeners in, and then we'll get back
to our
suggestions. For instance, Tammy is in Valencia. She's on line five. I don't know how this is an incredible suggestion that has to be taken very seriously for top five. Hi, Tammy.
Hi. This should be number one, Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid.
It's pretty tough to argue. Christmas song of a generation,
it's
right?
It's true. What says Christmas more than drought and the desert and sand? That's when you think of Christmas, you think of thirsty.
But they updated it for 2014 to make it about Ebola. That's still
true.
Very Christmassy, right?
Bleeding out the rectum is Christmas. That is Christmas to me.
Tammy,
you
know.
Great suggestion. Thank you. Anyone want to take Tammy's suggestion and put that in her top five?
Nope.
No.
Kevin?
Again, I like it. Top five.
It's barely a Christmas song.
Top it's just, five, no.
If it didn't have Christmas,
it has the word
in,
Christmas it, in it,
you would never know it's a Christmas song.
All right, how about David? He's also in Valencia. He's on line two. He has another all-time stone-cold K-Rock classic to suggest.
Hi, David.
Hey, good morning, Christmas party people. Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues.
They got cars, big as bars, they got rivers of gold. But the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
Look, nobody loves the drunken Irish more than I do.
Right.
Love the Pogues. Love that song.
Right.
It's a masterpiece.
Top five?
Not top five.
B? Boy, I don't know. I think I might yay on top five for Fairy Tale of New York. I really think I might yay on that.
I'm naying.
So it doesn't really matter what
so
you
So it doesn't
yay.
Make the cut. Mm. All right, we'll go back to the calls here in a second, but let's go back to our list. Ralph, I think you are up next with another suggestion.
By far, this is not only the most heart-wrenching of all the Christmas songs, but the one that really kicks off the season for me. This is Christmas Harmonica by Peek, the rodeo clown with two paralyzed legs.
This Christmas... I've been a paraplegic now for more than 20 years.
Yeah, go Pete.
I mean, I remember that.
This is the best part.
It's another minute and a half, by the way.
See?
Remember the year Aretha came out
and
sang that at the White House?
A car crash made me one. A bull named Car Crash at the rodeo.
Yeah. Come on. The touching tale of a rodeo clown who was hit by a bull named Car Crash.
I'm going
great,
yes.
Great song.
I'm
I don't know that it's
yes.
top five.
I love it. I've loved that song from the day we got it. It's such a downer.
No, that song was featured on one of our Christmas albums many years ago.
This Christmas I've been a paraplegic for more than 20 years.
Peak the paralyzed rodeo clown.
That's the opposite of Christmas, and I love it.
Are you guys both voting yes to put that in our top five of all time?
Hell yeah.
Because now it's turned into a sham. All right, can I get it back to something serious?
Right.
Is it my turn? Am I next?
It's your turn.
I want to get it back to something serious.
Because
you're bringing in nonsense. Because you're bringing
That's
in you're trashing
nonsense.
The beach is what's happening here. I'd like
somebody's
to suggest
panties are up there crack.
This is the song that seriously, forget peak. This is the song right here that needs to be in the top five.
Oh, this is Santa Claus saying I won't be around this year. I'm a bit sick. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
All right, now you've torn it.
And he won't be round to spread his Christmas cheer.
They don't need this.
All right.
But the reindeer all look blue.
All right, but
they know what he's going through. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year. Wow.
I say absolutely top five, right
I
there with Pete.
Going to theoretically walk right out of this room because of that.
Here's the problem. In our top five, we have to, there's room for maybe one comedy song. And we got to put the other four. They got to be actual songs. You can't. It's not going to be all bad songs,
that's
right?
Dr. Demento's Christmas.
So we have to knock. We either have to knock out Peak for me to put this in, or one of the other.
Oh, because you have a comedy song?
No, I'm saying if we're doing
we
top five.
We only get to have one.
Oh, yeah. You get paraplegic, not AIDS, is what you're 20% saying. 20% yeah. of our list is nonsense.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Kevin, we're gonna go back to the phones, but what's your final selection here? Mine is one that was on the original list that I still love.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Is already booing.
How can you boo Feliz Navidad?
Let me finish the clip.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
That song makes me happy.
Me too.
First of all, I dislike the handicapped, as you know. That's first of all.
That's why Peak is out
that's
for
why
you.
Peak the radio that's not even the best version of that song, by the way. Elvez is the only version of Feliz Navidad that ever deserves to be heard.
I believe
sorry.
I'm a yes, and I believe Ralph is a yes.
I am a yes as well.
Feliz Navidad freaking Dodd is in the top
yep.
five.
Yeah, that's
so we
top
have Springsteen,
material.
Santa Claus is coming to town, Pete the Rodeo Clown.
This is a disaster. Oh, we got room for all of that. We don't have room for freaking Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Come on.
You talk about the hackneyed and the beat down and the.
You're telling me in 2014, Kevin, that Feliz freaking Navidad deserves to be in the top five ahead of Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Well, we hadn't discussed this yet. I mean, that's the first time it's been brought up.
Yes. It was on the old list we mocked, but it is now on this list. Bean is proposed.
It was number one on the old list, and it should be number one on the new list.
All right, easy.
It's hard.
I've been bludgeoned with it so much, it's hard for me to get a response anymore.
Yeah.
Number one.
I don't know how we can't
well,
go.
Dave likes it. Now I can't vote yes.
Number one.
Now I have to vote no.
That's the truth. That's
no.
It.
No.
I don't know how we can't go yes on that. That has to be in the top five. I'm a yes.
All right. So we're going to have to leave it there for now. But we do
have four.
I know. We only have four. But we're out of time. We're out of time. We've got a very busy show,
this
Kevin. A lot of stuff
top
coming up.
Five ever. We're going to have four songs on it.
We have a whole bunch of people on the hold.
I know, but we're,
to play.
But we're out of time.
What well, do I Christmas?
Who comes up with a total of four songs for a list of the top five?
That's how this show rolls.
Stop complaining.
Jesus.
The hell?
Everything's too old. It's like Kevin.
How dare you? It's not that. It's just that our complaint about the original list is all the songs were too old.
That was your complaint.
That's my complaint,
that was,
too.
That was all of our complaints,
complaint,
I thought.
I was burnt out on the same old crappy songs, and there were better ones that get ignored.
Well, I thought we did a great job with the new list.
We tried to come up with the top five and only came up with four.
All right, so we have one more. So to be continued.
This is a microcosm of everything, trying to get anything done on this show. It's everyone yelling at each other, no one being happy with the final result, and a crappy product at the end
and,
of it.
And the listeners are the ones who suffer, as usual.
But, Ralph, all right. To be continued.
No.
Yeah, we can fix it. We can fix it in post, Ralph. Come on.
With you people at
all. We're going back.
Hey, listen, an actual radio professional joins us after the top of the hour. Mr. Jim Rome will be here. That's coming
right.
up as we talk sports.
When I make
first,
a top
though,
five list, five songs, all right?
Yeah, we only have four.
I believe that, actually.
That's how I do.
We failed.
First, though, type of the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Mariah Carey, that's the one everyone had to have that. Oh, that's she's the best. Oh, that's the best Christmas song. Well, you should have been there at Rockefeller Center last night.
I did not see this.
They were filming the Rockefeller Center tree lighting Christmas special.
Mm-hmm.
And she was supposed to be there on Tuesday. And she showed up 24 hours late.
Did you say 24 hours late?
Here's what happened. She was supposed to be on the show. And then she made everyone wait in the cold for 3 hours. And so NBC said, F it, we're just going to jettison her from the special. We're not going to do it. And so her camp and she got all upset. Please, 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 I'm sorry. So they let her come back last night and do it. They said, well, only if you do it live. It's a one-shot thing. We're going to shoot it. We're going to record it. And boom, it's going to be on television. And she said, okay. So she got up on stage last night and for the first time in a long time, didn't lip sync All I Want for Christmas. She sang it live.
Ruh-roh.
And someone had the wherewithal to isolate her vocal track.
Oh,
here's
this
the song
always...
that you guys had to have in your top five. Here it is. Here's Mariah Carey singing live, All I Want for Christmas.
I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Ouch.
All I want for Christmas is you. You, baby. Oh.
All right, well.
It didn't get any better.
Turn up the background a little, maybe.
She seems to be going down on those notes that she's supposed to be going up on.
Yeah.
Wasn't she the one who was famous for having, like, the four-octave range
yes.
or something, Ralph?
Yeah, tremendous yeah. range. And I don't know what.
Not last night.
She was
that's what Nick Cannon will do to you, I guess.
Gargling with old razor blades or something there. I don't know what's going on, but... You know, next year, if we do this list again,
yeah,
who we should have on it, I'm hoping he'll do a Christmas album, is actor Vincent D'Onofrio.
I'm sorry?
Actor Vincent D'Onofrio.
He has a band?
No, but he does have an album. It's a brand new album that
he's
is out.
He's a singer?
Well, not so much. What he's done is he's teamed up with experimental music composer Dana Lynn, and the two of them have recorded an album of punk rock spoken word numbers.
Punk rock spoken word.
Yes. D'Onofrio describes it as free-form system of Stanislavski mixed with the daring Sturm und Drang of the fourth wall of improvisation.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a lot of terms in one sentence.
It'll be out in March. It's called Slim Bone Head Vault.
I love
everything about it. So I'm just saying, I hope, based on the lead single, the first single off the album, I'm a Hamster, I'm hoping they do a Christmas song.
The song is called I'm a Hamster.
I'm a Hamster. It's Vincent D'Onofrio with a freeform jazz background improvising how it feels to be a hamster.
I'm a hamster, not a trapeze artist. I'm not a circus act. I'm a hamster. Am I in any way related to the wheel? I have nothing in common with wheels. Sure, I run on it sometimes, but if I don't, some jerk with a smelly hand will put me on it and try and spin the wheel. Try and teach me how to spin on it for the 100th time. I'm a hamster with a chip on my shoulder.
Yep. That happened.
That's a thing.
That's a thing.
That's a real thing that's coming out in March?
Yep.
Not that anyone could replace you two at Acoustic Christmas, but I think the I'm a Hamster guy. I think that's our answer.
That would be awesome.
I don't believe he's known as the I am a Hamster guy.
Vincent D'Onofrio
has had a high-profile acting career for decades now.
Yes.
It's like he's a one-hit wonder. Hey, let's get that I am a Hamster guy and see what he's up to. Full Metal Jacket or Law and Order or any of his other high profile.
But we don't want him for that.
You want him for this. I am the hamster guy.
Yes.
Exactly, yes.
I understand now.
But the chip
I'd like to hear him doing Last Christmas too while we're at it.
So would I. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day you took it away.
Like Billy Eichner recording.
It's terrible and great at the same time.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. TV host Tyra Banks, 41 years old today. Jay-Z celebrates his 45th birthday. Fred Armisen from Portland is so funny on that show.
He's good. So talented, that guy.
Really, a very talented guy. Musician, actor, can do it all. Writer.
Isn't he the band leader for the Late Night with Seth Meyers show as well?
Yes, 48 years old today. Marissa Tomei is 50. And actor, Oscar winner, really one of my all-time favorites, Jeff Bridges, celebrates his 65th birthday today. The Dude!
Dude
Reno. Dude Abides. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Is that the happiest song about a kid shooting up a school?
I think it might be. I think it wins in that category, Kevin.
It's the world famous K-Rock, the Kevin and Bean Show, 807.
How many times have you heard me say, Kevin, all the cool shows are on the AM radio band, right? You heard me say that for years, right?
Since I met you.
That's why at 9 a.m. I switch away from this little dog and pony show and go over to AM 980 The Beast and listen to our friend Jim Rome. It's the flagship station of 240 nationwide for his very popular show. You can also see Jim on the TV on the CBS Sports Network at 3. We join him every Thursday at this time. Hey, Jim, welcome back, sir. How are you?
Fellas, I so appreciate you saying that, but the fact is I've never heard either one of you guys say that ever. Ever. What's up? How you living?
We're good. We're fine. We missed you last week with the holiday. How was your Thanksgiving? Everything cool at the Rome household?
You know, it was so good. We actually busted out. I went to Las Vegas for Thanksgiving, as I do every single year now, because I've got a nine-year-old who plays travel baseball. So we hit the road.
Oh, good times.
Really? Now, I would think that Las Vegas Thanksgiving weekend would be a very sad, sad collection of people at a casino. It's just a weird way to spend the holiday.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, but you know how casinos are. There's some people who are happy, who are partying, and there's some people who get their heads blasted and lose all their money. You know, no names mentioned, me. So it doesn't matter when you go to Vegas. It's good for some people and it sucks for others.
Exactly. Well, since we missed you last week, we haven't had a chance to get your take on what's going on with Ray Rice. He's cleared and eligible to play. Is he too much of a hot potato for an NFL team to want him? How do you think this is going to unfold, Jim?
Yeah, such good question. There's good news, there's bad news. The good news is, as you point out, he has been reinstated. He's cleared to play. The bad news is, guys, he's old, he's faded, he has not played in a year. Oh, and he cold-cocked his wife, and he knocked her out, and most of the country saw it on videotape. So there is that.
Yeah, so,
the sad news is, a wife beater will get a second chance if he's good. That's the sad news. But this guy's not very good, so I think it's not going to happen this year.
So in other words, if he were young and healthy and had a lot to contribute, if he had a couple of good years left in him, you think that an NFL team, even in 2014, would take the public relations hit and put him on the field?
Oh, I don't think. I know, and that's the pretty sad state of affairs. Take Adrian Peterson, for instance. Once he's reinstated, he stands a much better chance of getting that opportunity because he's a much better player.
Yeah.
Trust me, they will take the PR hit if they think you can help them win. This guy's not going to help anybody win at this point.
How do you feel Roger Goodell has been handling the Ray Rice situation up till this point, Jim?
Could not have handled it any worse.
Right.
Could not have handled that any worse. I mean, that guy butchered that thing every step of the way. As far as I'm concerned, he's lucky to even have a job. So, you know, either you can look at it as he flat out lied or he was incompetent. Either way, the thing looks very, very bad for him, and he could not have handled it worse than he did.
I agree with you, and that's why I'm so surprised that do the owners vote on the commissioner, or do they have the power to remove him if they want? Because it
they
seems like people
do.
Just accept that he sucks at his job, but they're going to let him keep doing it.
You know what? He sucks at a lot of parts of his job, but the one part that he does not suck at is the part where he makes them a lot of money. So, yes, he works for them, and they've got the power to hire and fire him. But the fact of the matter is this guy has made them a whole lot of money, and anytime somebody says it's not about the money, it's about one thing. It's about the money. And that's why that guy still has a job, because he makes them a ton of dough.
But let me ask you this, Jim. This league in the NFL, they make a lot of dough. Couldn't you or I be the person there? I mean, does he get the credit for making all that money?
You probably couldn't do it. I probably couldn't do it. But this guy does it. I mean, he literally, that is keeping that guy employed. I mean, that is such a bad look. That is such a black eye for that sport to have something like that happen. And it's beyond me that that guy could handle that as badly as he did. But the answer is yes. I mean, you can't just replace him and have somebody come in and make that kind of money. It's a great, good product, but they like him for that reason.
I disagree with you. I could do it.
Maybe.
Kevin,
okay.
You can barely handle this job. You think you can run the football league?
I know, I'm just kidding.
All right,
Kevin, how would you do that? How would you do that?
Better. How could you do it worse, Jim? Come on. This guy makes a misstep every step.
I know, but they print money.
Occasionally get a step right out of
it. All right. You missed your call.
All right. Next question may also involve the commissioner, and that is, will there be any response from the league on the controversy involving the St. Louis Rams players who came out onto the field in the Oakland game with their hands raised up in the air in solidarity with Ferguson, with Michael Brown of Ferguson, with the hands up, don't shoot? I mean, a lot of people thought that was pretty inappropriate for them to do on a football field. That's not the place to make a political statement. Others are supporting them and are happy they did it. What's going to be the result of this?
Yeah, hey, listen, I've heard that argument that we don't need athletes to politicize or to preach, just entertain us. But, you know, where I come out on this, I don't buy that. These guys are humans. They're not robots designed to entertain us. They're fathers, they're sons. They were looking to make a statement. They did so for a few seconds. It's not like they did it after every single play. I actually like it. I like it because today's athletes never have anything to say about anything. It's like pulling teeth to get these guys to answer questions about an upcoming opponent, and to get them to make any kind of social stand at all is impossible. So you don't have to agree with it, but I think you should respect it. I do, and I've got no issue with it, and the league won't either.
And I think it's also important to mention that this game was in St. Louis, just a few miles from Ferguson, where it was happening. So this was a very personal and very local story, particularly for African-American football players.
My man, you should have a sports talk show. It's a great point. It's a great point. Look, it's a very emotional issue. It's a very sensitive issue. It's a very personal issue. And most of all, to that point, it happened in their backyard. It was right there on their doorstep. They wanted to make a statement. So, again, you can disagree with it, but I respect it.
All right. We're talking to our friend Jim Rome here on the Kevin and Bean Show, jimrome.com, on Twitter, at Jim Rome. One more question we wanted to have for you, and you're going to have to bring a lot of our listeners up to speed who don't pay attention to the intricacies of the college football playoff system. But we were told now all of our problems are solved. It's going to be easy peasy, a clear path to the championship. There'll be no more controversy. But because of Florida State being undefeated and they keep dropping in the ratings, people just are getting their heads spinning around and don't know what's going on. Can you explain it for us, Jim?
It's so awesome. I mean, that was exactly the way it was supposed to go. The updated standings come out every single Tuesday, and then immediately thereafter, certain fan bases lose their bleep. Like, it's been a blast. All the gas bags and message boarders have endless material to go with. But to your point, the playoff was supposed to fix everything. But it's not going to happen. I mean, it's all fun and games till somebody gets jammed, and somebody will, because they do in every single system. For instance, we have a four-team playoff. That means the fifth and sixth place teams will be crying. If they expand to an eight-team playoff, the ninth team will be bent. The only way this ever stops is if you let everybody in. So trust me, somebody will get screwed, and the same honks that buried the old system will be demanding that they bring it back. It's going to be awesome.
Who makes the rankings?
There is a committee that gets together, and, you know, it used to be like a variety of things where they'd punch all this information into a computer, they'd spit it out, but now they've got this human factor. They've got a committee of people with diverse backgrounds to come in and make the standings, and they just look like they're a bunch of trolls. I mean, some of these things make no sense whatsoever. Florida State's undefeated, they're the defending national champion, and they keep dropping. They're fourth, and they're the only unbeaten team. So the human element certainly has not fixed this thing.
Wow.
I can't believe I woke up this morning and saw the words co-champion being talked about, Jim. That's what blew my mind. That's when I thought, are you kidding me with this? How are we at co-champion again?
Yeah, it's the worst. I mean, the whole point about the playoff is do it like everybody else and decide your champion on the field of play. Don't let the computers decide this thing. And now we're talking about that again. They might get lucky. It might work out. But if in their first year of existence, this thing backfires and comes back to bite them in the back, it is going to be ugly. And by ugly, I mean awesome.
9 to noon on the Beast at 9:80 a.m.
Fellas, I got 3 hours to fill every single day. I need things like that. I'm team content.
Jim Rome Show, hear it today and every day, and look for him this afternoon on CBS Sports Network at 3, jimrome.com. Have a great week, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
You dudes are the best. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you, man.
There are lots of good reasons for you to check out krock.com. First of all, it's your last day to vote on who will be Miss Double December 2015. We'll meet our final contestant for that. Leah is going to be joining us in studio next hour. You can also go and check out the interview that we did yesterday with The Edge, guitarist for U2, where he broke the news that unfortunately we all feared might be coming, that U2 was not going to be able to play night number two of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. And look, Kevin, you're with me. You can't replace U2. Nobody should try to replace U2.
Well, it's impossible.
Impossible to replace U2 because they're freaking U2.
Right.
But we did have a little bit of time that night that was available. And what if I were to say to you, the Kevin and Bean listener right now, that how about one of our very bestest friends in the whole wide world is on the phone, a guy in a band I think you might have heard of.
Can't place those songs.
He is our friend. He is just a girl. He is Tony Canal on the phone on the Kevin Beach Show right
guys?
Now.
What's up, hey, guys? Good morning.
Tony, what's going on, man?
How are you guys?
We were so happy to hear from you.
Oh, man. That was so weird to hear that little collage right there, that montage of songs. It's like my history flashing in front of my eyes.
Yes, it's funny because we hear that and we go, oh, I love that song. Oh, I love that song. You hear that and go, God damn, that was a lot of work making that. I mean, that's several thousand hours work, what you just heard in 1 minute.
Wow. Yeah, so awesome.
So, Tony, is it true that you and your band members are going to join us on Sunday night?
Well, that's actually why I'm calling. So we were talking, and we were talking about how important K-Rock has been to us over the years. And if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be where we are today. You guys helped break us. You guys have been so supportive of us. And we heard you have a big party coming up, the 25th anniversary of the Acoustic Christmas. And I was going to call you and say, can we get some tickets? Because we saw the lineup, and we were like, wow, we have to come see the show. But then we were talking, and we're like, what better way to see the show than be on stage and play? So I'm actually calling to see if it's cool if we come and rock out with you guys.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I'll talk to you soon.
No, that would be awesome. And let me just say on a side note, I think I've seen you, Tony, at every Acoustic Christmas that we've ever had.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I've been at every Acoustic Christmas. Yeah.
It's not an exaggeration. Tony is at every one of those shows.
How can you go wrong? There's so many great artists playing all the time. And if you're a fan of music, you just can't go wrong.
Yeah, plus you've got lots of friends and lots of bands around the world, and it's an opportunity to see everybody in one night. I totally get it. It's a house party there for you.
Yeah, totally.
But here's the thing, and this is why it's an unbelievably gracious and generous and thoughtful and kind offer, and why we will happily accept, no doubt, being on the bill that night, is because, as you mentioned, it's such a special Acoustic Christmas this time around because it's our 25th, and especially that night, too, is really like a history of K-Rock. It's a look back. I mean, you've got Tears for Fears, you've got Smashing Pumpkins and Weezer. I mean, those are bands that cover decades of K-Rock. And no doubt, I mean, how long have we been playing you guys, Tony?
I think you started playing us in 95, and I think that was actually the first time we played the Acoustic Christmas. And I was trying to count, like, how many times we've done Acoustic Christmas or the Weenie Roast, and I can't. I can't figure it out. It's been quite a few times.
So you're coming up on 20 years being played on K-Rock, and how long has the band been together now? It's got to be 28 or something?
Yeah, it's about 28. It'll be 28 next year, yeah. Yeah,
unbelievable.
It's been a while, yeah.
Hey, I wanted to ask you too, this, Tony. You were at the Forum recently, where the show is going to be. You went to see Fleetwood Mac, I know. I've not stepped in there since they redid the place, and I understand it is just gorgeous. What can you tell us about it?
It's beautiful. I mean, it sounds incredible. That's the most important thing when you go to see rock shows, is the sound of the venue, and they did such incredible work there. And acoustically, it's spectacular.
They overhauled everything. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
And the bathrooms are clean now. You know, I've been seeing shows there.
Yeah.
I went and saw Prince there on the Purple Rain tour back in 1985. I think it was like February of 85. And I'm going to tell you, the bathrooms are much cleaner now than they were.
You just had to hold it. You were just like, I'm going to wait till I get home. I can't do that.
When you're in a band and you're growing up and gigging in Southern California, is it still a dream, a big deal to play the Forum?
It always is. I mean, to play any show is a dream. And you know, just the fact that we've been together for a long time and we're still playing together, and we can, like, call each other and go, hey, let's get on stage, and we have so much fun when we're on stage together. It is a big deal. And like you were saying, the Forum is such a legendary venue, and to be on stage there is going to be incredible.
So we have Alt-J, we have Imagine Dragons, Interpol, Modest Mouse, Smashing Pumpkins, Tears for Fears, Vance Joy, Weezer, and just added No Doubt.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on with the come on.
Very happy about that.
Awesome.
Tony, we're so glad we got to talk to you, and we're so happy we get to see you again in a couple weeks in person, man. Thank you so much, and please express our thanks to the guys, all right?
I will. It's our pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right. Bye. Talk to you soon. Bye. How about that news, you guys?
That is awesome.
No Doubt?
I feel like Tony has seen more Acoustic Christmases than me. That shouldn't be possible, but I think it is.
Well, I think in honor of that announcement, why don't we give away a pair of tickets right now to night number 2 of the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, and why don't we look for No Doubt fans? Why don't we make it all about No Doubt? So if that's your band and you want to earn your way in, call us now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll give you a chance to play a game and earn those tickets, but the game is not easy, and it's coming up next on K-Rock.
Come on. Oi, oi, indeed, right?
I got to say, that might maybe should have been on our top 5 best Christmas songs of all time list, right? From No Doubt, Oi to the World?
You mean the top 5 that we only came up with 4?
Yes, that's the one.
That's top five.
That is no doubt a little Christmas cheer here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. If you just missed the announcement, our friend Tony Canal, bass player for the band, was just on with us and saying that they also would like to play night number two of the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, and we are in. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, no doubt. We can't wait to see you on December 14th at the Forum. Let's give away some tickets right now, although I'm pretty sure this game is tough to win, right?
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
Mr. Announcer Man, good morning.
Oh. He's not here right now.
We're going with Santa, are we?
Is this Santa?
It's Santa. Hello, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
I thought you'd be way too busy making toys to play with us this morning. Thank you, Santa.
Well, if you guys are putting on a show, the least I could do is come by.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a whole rack of No Doubt fans on the line. Explain how this game is played, please, Santa.
You guys are going to play a clip, or a title, rather, of a No Doubt song, and all the listeners have to do is identify it. Oh, I almost forgot. It's backwards.
Yeah! Wait, just happened. Just got scary there for a second, Santa.
Oh, don't be scared.
All right. So these are No Doubt song titles backwards. We'll play it for you twice, then. You have to tell us what it is forwards. If you're right, you go into the drawing, and somebody will win tickets to the show. Lisa May, you'll keep track of who qualifies.
Yes.
First up is Rich from Glendora. He's a naughty boy.
Hi, Rich.
How you guys doing?
We hear you're a naughty boy.
Sure.
All right. No Doubt song title backwards twice. Here you go. That's once. Here you go again.
Let's go with Sunday Morning.
Just a Girl.
But at least thanks you didn't curse, so thank you.
I told you he was naughty.
You were right. Yes. If anyone could tell, just in 1 second, it's Santa Claus.
I have the list right here, goddammit.
That's true. Sorry, we didn't
wait, why are you
this
cursing, Santa? That's
shut up.
That's our bad.
Who's next?
I'm sorry. I'm very tense this time of year.
I imagine.
A lot of work. Missily is on the phone, as if that's a name.
Missily, is that a name?
It's Miss Sally.
Miss Sally Santa.
Stop it. Stop acting like, you're so smart and we're dumb. You have a
Santa,
weak-ass name.
Santa, you must be used to seeing a lot of weak-ass names, though, with your job with the list and all, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
You're a bit grouchy today, Santa.
Shut up.
All right.
All right, Miss Sally, please listen up. Here's your song. We'll play it backwards for you twice.
Hadugala.
One more time.
Hadugala.
Song title, please.
How about a guess?
Oh, don't speak.
Hella good.
All right. This game is hard, Santa.
It's the hardest game in the world. Even the elves can't play it. Next up is Jason. He's from Buena Park. He's on the good list.
Oh, Jason, you're on the good
Jason
list.
Congratulations. Nice.
All right, you ready?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You ready for your No Doubt song backwards?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Here's no fab.
One more time.
Here's no fab.
I'm going to guess Underneath It All.
Bathwater.
Oh. Thanks for playing. Santa, this game is not easy.
It's the hardest game in the
world. Who's next?
Cynthia from Glendale. She's a sign language interpreter. Well, right now I'm signing your name.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hello.
Are you ready for your No Doubt song? No one's gotten them yet.
No.
Okay, I'm ready.
It hasn't been easy.
I can see that.
Here you go.
This is Bad Word Alps.
One more time.
This is Bad Word Alps.
Is it Spider Webs?
It is Spider Webs.
Spider Webs.
Yeah. That sounds the same backwards and forward.
It kind of does.
It does. That song is rather easy.
Well, it's kind of freaky.
All right. Cynthia is in the drawer. We have time for just a couple more contestants. Santa, who do you like next?
Next up is Judy from Linwood. She works at USC, but we'll let her play anyway.
Hi, Judy.
Wow.
How's Santa going to come at you like that?
Santa, are you a Bruins fan? Is that what's happening here?
Go Bruins!
I had no idea.
All right, Judy, here's your song backwards twice. One more time.
Crap.
Language, young lady.
Oh, sorry.
What's wrong with Santa Claus?
I'm going to guess
something soon, I hope.
Underneath It All.
Oh,
boom!
Underneath It All.
Oh, my God.
That is correct.
Who had her getting that one right? In the pool.
All right, holy you're in the drawing as well. We have time for one more contestant. Make it a winner, Santa.
Peter from Granada Hills. He's a machinist, which, as you know, is another name for paid assassin.
Correct.
All right, Peter, are you ready?
Yes.
Here you go, twice. Fjallvatnjak
old miss.
One more time.
Fjallvatnjak old miss.
Oh, man. Excuse me, mister?
Simple kind of life.
Oh, sorry, Peter. Don't
worry. Nice try,
us.
Peter. Yeah, please don't kill Santa. All right, so Cynthia or Judy.
Girl fight!
Santa, they are both qualified.
I love watching girls wrestle and fight.
This is blowing my mind, Santa. It's not the image I had of you.
Well, get over it. It's the real world, sucker.
Tickets to see No Doubt and all the bands on night number two. Lisa, who's it going to be?
It's Judy.
Judy. Yay! Congratulations, Judy.
Thank you so much.
We will see you on Sunday, a week from Sunday night, and thank you, Santa.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54. Ralph, this is for another time.
No, it's not.
It is. No, I'm just going
to
tell you right now.
We don't have time
it's
to talk
for right
about this.
Now.
I'm going to tell you something.
We're very busy.
It's going to make your head explode. Bean just said off the air, I'm very upset by the continued use of warmer and colder temperatures.
I don't even know what that means. What's the misuse?
Cold.
Temperatures are higher or lower, right. Ralph. They're not.
Weather is hotter or colder. Yes. It just drives me crazy when I hear people talk about colder temperatures or warmer temperatures, because temperatures are numbers. They have to be higher or lower. The weather is hotter. The temperature is higher.
I'm going to repeat the important part of that
statement.
It just
makes sense.
It drives me crazy.
It does drive me crazy.
You're insane.
You are insane.
You're insane for not caring.
You recognize when it comes to weather that temperature and warmer, hotter are directly related. There's a direct correlation.
They're absolutely related. Yes, the higher the temperature, the warmer the weather.
Right.
The temperature can get higher. The temperature cannot get warmer.
But in this case, the temperatures represent whether we're cold
represent,
or warm.
Exactly. Right. Yes, we're both saying the same things. Right. But they're not interchangeable. Temperature and weather are not interchangeable.
Another time.
Like I said, it's a
time
save it for another time.
So can you have louder or softer music, or does it have to be louder volume and softer volume? You son of a bitch, kill yourself.
I'm just
can music it. Be louder or softer, or must it only be volume that's louder or softer?
We're going to meet to Leah. She is another contestant vying to be Miss Double December 2015 next half hour. Plus, we got another new song about boobs that I think you guys are going to enjoy that we'll play for you between 9 and 9:30. It's brand new. You haven't heard this yet, and you're going to love it. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Every time I tried not to be angry at him, he refuses to let that be the case.
He does beg for
it. He just won't let me be settled down.
I brought it up. Maybe I shouldn't have.
You absolutely shouldn't have.
That's on me.
You knew where this was headed.
I couldn't contain it, though, you know? It's like, it's too much to hold in. All right, let's do the showbiz.
All right. Tonight's the big night. Everyone, get there, get your popcorn, sit down in front of the TV.
Oh, yes.
Oh, stop it.
No,
oh,
no.
Stop acting
no.
like you're excited for this.
For the bad factor.
I'm not above headbutting you.
What are we talking about?
Peter Pan live. Live!
Yay!
Oh, I forgot football still exists. I'm sorry, NBC.
Yeah. And do you know where I saw the only commercials for this?
During the football.
During football. On NBC. And I thought, who do they think their audience is? I'm not positive.
Look, everyone who loves football loves a good I'm flying number. I'm flying.
Yeah.
Look at me, way up high. Here I am in the sky. I'm flying.
Is there no game tonight?
There is a game tonight.
Oh.
Go Bears. And I don't know. Everyone's been waiting to see it. And by everyone, I mean Lisa May.
Well, I'm curious.
It is Christopher Walken as Captain Hook.
And he's pretty great.
All singing, all dancing, all Hook. And Allison Williams from Girls will be Peter Pan.
I got to be honest, I'm not curious at all.
Well,
unless it's horrible.
Right.
Is it possible it's horrible?
Be.
It is. It's very possible.
Okay.
Because
well,
Sound of Music Live, which was the reason they're doing this, because that was a big hit, a lot of people tuned in, was horrible.
Okay.
And a lot of people were mocking it the next day. So there may be a high mock factor here.
I mean, it really is legitimately live, so there is a potential for it to go horribly wrong. Yeah. You know, with special effects and everything, there's a lot of things that can happen.
She could come crashing down to her death. You know?
Well, I don't think anybody wants that.
Anything hilarious could happen. Allison Williams
doesn't sound hilarious.
Plunge to the floor of the soundstage and break her pelvis. I mean, this could be very funny.
Who's going to sing this song?
Who's going to sing the Star Wars theme out of their ass in the Peter Pan live show tonight? Is that what you're asking me, Kevin?
It seems like that's what was happening, yes. It would appear that
way. Did you pull a muscle in that reach?
Actually, both. Both legs. My hammies are both blown on that one.
Who's going to be singing this song, Ralph? They get that same singer.
Who's going to be singing the Feifel song from American Tale in Peter Pan live?
Like, we don't know. We don't know what to expect. We haven't seen it yet.
I'd like, more importantly, to ask Bean why he has Feifel singing somewhere out there from American Tale at the ready.
I think that was from the Slice of Nice Mice game earlier in the week.
It was.
I think that's
it
why,
was.
That's why.
I actually know why I used it. I'm curious to know why do you still have
saved it.
I just saved it in case it
same
came in handy.
What? In case what?
In case it came in handy like today.
Right now with a joke. In case there's some random place where it completely doesn't belong, you can just shoehorn that in?
That's what we do.
That is what we do.
You know that. Well, I would like you to stop doing it.
This is our How Can We Sabotage Ralph Showbiz Mood and Waste All of His Time feature. Come on, you know us better than that, Ralph.
This morning, good news happened. The 24th James Bond film was given its name in front of a live audience. Oh, so exciting. They were there at Pinewood Studios, the 007 stage in London's legendary Pinewood Studios, where they shoot a lot of the James Bond stuff. They built that stage specifically for The Spy Who Loved Me. You know, it's the size of two football fields.
Is
it? Still one of the largest indoor sound stages in film world.
Don't care much.
Very impressive. There he was, Daniel Craig, alongside Ralph Fiennes as M, real name Ralph, Naomi Harris as Eve Moneypenny, Rory Kinnear as Bill Tanner, Ben Whishaw as Q, and then we met the Bond girls. Monica Bellucci as Lucia Sciarra. Ah, Lucia Sciarra. Léa Seydoux as Madeleine Swann. We saw the new James Bond bad guy in the School of Jaws. Remember Jaws, the giant with metal teeth?
Yes.
An odd job. The Korean sumo wrestler who could throw his deadly bowler and break your neck. He had a deadly bowler.
I'm a little shaky on that second one, but go ahead.
Mr. Hinks. We met Mr. Hinks today. Mr. Hinks played by Dave Bautista from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
And, of course, we met the newest Bond villain, Christopher Waltz. Or Christoph Waltz. Also was there. Both of them were there. And they're trying to sucker us, but I'm not buying it. I think he's going to play Blofeld. We'll have to wait and see. The new Bond film will be called Spectre. And the new James Bond car will be Aston Martin DB10, which is a thing of beauty. I got to get me a couple of those. What do they run? $200-$300? Those Aston Martins?
I don't.
Probably more. I bet more.
I would guess $150.
Well, we know people, though, right?
Bo Bachman will give you a deal.
Bo Bachman up there at Galpin.
He's handing them out today.
He gets them. Well, he buys them in bulk. He goes to Costco and gets a pallet of them.
I don't think he can get them.
He can break me off a couple for
Costco.
You
want a couple?
A couple grand. A couple grand each. Look, if I'm buying more than one, I should get some sort of deal.
Absolutely.
All right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Jeff Bridges is 65 years old today. Is he 65 years old, Bean, or is just the number of his age 65, so he cannot be older or younger? I'm all confused now about how numbers work.
He is 65, yeah, absolutely.
Marissa Tomei is 50.
Will he be older when he's 66?
Yeah, is 65 an older age, or is it just a higher age? Can the age be older, or only people get older and numbers get higher?
How about that Tomei, by the way? Has she won two Oscars,
so
by the way?
So we say next year he's going to be older.
Mm-hmm. Is he a year older or is he a year
66.
Higher?
I'm not engaging in this conversation.
You started it.
I didn't start it.
Get some therapy is all we're saying. Marissa Tomei is 50. Fred Armisen is 48. Jay-Z, the rapper, is 45. And TV host former model and Victoria's Secret angel Tyra Banks, is 41 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Congratulations to Ricardo Araujo from Norwalk. He just won his way into night number one of the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Bush and Fall Out Boy and Incubus, Linkin Park, Rise Against, Royal Blood, System of a Down, Walk the Moon, and others. We got tickets for you every hour all day long today, all the way up until 5 p.m. By the way, speaking of that Royal Blood, Kevin, you know I love them so much.
Yep.
We're going to have the guys on next week.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
I know. I love that. It's probably my favorite album of the year was the Royal Blood album. So I'm so excited they're playing our show. So excited we're going to have them on. It is AIDS Update Thursday here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We thought we'd bring in our old friend Dr. Drew Pinsky from Loveline. And, of course, Dr. Drew on call weeknights, Monday through Thursday at 6 on HLN. Hey, Drew. How are you, buddy?
AIDS Update. Cheerful Thursday morning to you all.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, actually, it is kind of cheerful. And you made a passing reference last time we spoke with you. That really was remarkable to me, and you were talking about how fast we've made progress on this disease compared to others that we've been fighting for sometimes hundreds and hundreds of years. I don't remember what it was you said, but I mean, this is a war that certainly hasn't been won yet, but we've made real advances, right?
Yeah, I'll say it again. It is World AIDS Day, and people look at AIDS and go, and they shake their head, and, oh, look, it's such a travesty. People are still dying of AIDS. And I can't tell you how wrong-minded, how wrong-headed that is. The fact is, in the history of medical science, in the history of medicine, there's never been a story as triumphant as the history of the ability to identify a new syndrome. Only 30 years ago, it was originally called gay-related intestinal disease syndrome. You now know it as AIDS. Within a few years, worked out the epidemiology, discovered a causative agent, began finding treatment. You know, people, you know, don't really know, but the reason I got involved with the radio is no one was talking about this condition, and I was putting people in the ground hand over fist. I would sit down and tell people when they came in with their first pneumocystis pneumonia infection, and I would say, you have 6 months to live, and I was never wrong. And this was,
wow.
Forget how devastating this was back then. People were dying all around us, and now this is a chronic illness that people live with for decades, for absolutely decades. It's in the history of medical science, nothing like this has ever happened. It took us 1,000 years to figure out what syphilis was and how to treat it. AIDS, 30 years, new syndrome, out of the blue, a brand new infection, an epidemic, and now it's a chronic illness.
Well, how were we able to do that with this particular thing, and why can't we do it with other, you know, cancers and other things?
Well, I mean, the cancers and infectious diseases are so vastly different. And cancer, you must remember, is hundreds of different illnesses. That's why when somebody says, oh, this or that, you know, cannabis cures cancer, you have to literally say, what cancer? Which one are you talking about? Each one is an entirely different disease. I have prostate cancer. That could not be more different from lymphoma or chronic myelogenous leukemia. These are vastly different diseases, and we are making progress on each of these,
yeah,
where they are mostly treatable these days, and many are curable. We actually do worse with opiate addiction than we do with the vast majority of cancers. I mean, that's people can't conceptualize that. But, you know, listen, AIDS is an infectious disease. Ebola is an infectious disease. In fact, I'm in Atlanta tonight, and I'm overlooking the American Cancer Society and the Centers for Disease Control, strangely enough. And
Speaking of Ebola, Dr. Drew.
I'll bring you some Ebola back, Pete. I'm planning to.
You said Ebola was not going to bring down America, and don't worry about it.
That's right. Was I wrong?
You were not wrong.
So far, no, Lisa says.
You're never wrong. Look, we understand that. We know you're never wrong, but I'm glad you brought up Ebola because this brings me to – that's a nice bridge to what I was going to ask you is part of the is part of the reason we've made so much success is that you guys in the media, doctors in the media, have made more of an impact on people and government has stepped up and taken these threats more seriously. I mean, we had an Ebola czar after two people died in the United States. Yet at the time of AIDS, you remember, the president wouldn't even say the word for the first 8 years or something that the disease was out there. I mean, I feel like we are much more transparent now when it comes to talking about things like this.
Yes, we are less likely to think of it as a stigmatizing condition or something that is a demon that's possessing people or something that they behaved badly and they're sinful and therefore they got this thing. Yes, we're being much more reasonable about these things. But the bottom line is technology and medical clinical science has advanced so far. I mean, it's been a massive exponential increase in our ability to do things in the last 40, 50 years that people don't understand that you know, a staph infection 100 years ago was mostly death. And now it's, you know, it's an incidental, you know, hangnail. You just don't understand how vastly, vastly advanced we are in our ability to treat things and address things as they come up. It's really, really remarkable.
You can get a staph infection from a hangnail?
No, that's not what he's saying at all.
You can.
Dr. Drew, remember?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Dean, the King of Mexico mentioned to me that you wanted to talk about the AIDS prevention pill, the 40-cent-a-day pill.
Well, yeah, because I saw, you know, you two did that event with Kanye West and others in Times Square on World AIDS Day a few days ago, and one of the reasons they were doing it was to raise awareness and funds for this 40-cent-a-day pill that sounds like it's the key to keeping this disease at bay, but I had not heard really anything about it until then.
Well, it's not as clear as all that. It's in this country, it's about a $10,000 a year pill. Internationally, you might be able to get it for 40 cents a day. It's a medicine here called Truvada, which has two antiviral medications that is involved in a technique called pre-exposure prophylaxis, where you can take this pill and it will reduce the transmission rate by up to 90% if you're taking it faithfully. People are fearful it's going to cause anybody at risk to throw away their condoms. It's being thought of as something that might be useful in addition to condoms. And, of course, you know, it's powerful antiviral medication. Who wants to be at risk for side effects for these things if you don't need it? So it's not yet an absolute recommendation, but it's something that's being looked at as somebody who's at high risk, maybe preventing them from getting this condition.
Do you remember, Dr. Drew, in our remaining moments here on this topic, do you remember when Magic Johnson did the press conference and we learned that he was HIV positive? Every one of us watching thought he would be dead within a year. Right? That's what our mindset was of the disease back then.
That's right. And even I was not quite that pessimistic because I knew things were getting better. But I thought, 5 years. 5 years.
Right.
Maybe 10 if he's lucky.
And here we are over 20 years later, and he's still healthy and in better shape than almost every one of us.
And he has been a poster child for how this thing should be thought of. It's a chronic disease like diabetes. It's not a life sentence. It's not the way it used to be. It was so tragic. That piece of history is sort of getting washed away. It was such a tragedy for almost a decade. I was deeply affected by it. It's why I got involved in the radio. That's what motivated me to speak publicly about public health stuff. No one was talking about it, and no one was talking to young people about it because you couldn't talk about sex in 1983.
You talking about that last week is why we wanted to talk about it today, because it seemed like we've made so much incredible progress. And that's
worth noting.
That's worth noting, and it's counterintuitive to what you think. Like,
it's because it's still here, and because it's such a mess in Africa, it seems like this overwhelming tidal wave that we're never going to get a handle on. But you've got to put it in historical perspective that it's unbelievable the job that has been done. And if you want to follow somebody, you know, Dr. Anthony Fauci from the CDC was there. I remember I talked to him back in the beginning in the 80s. I used to be able to get him to come give lectures. And he has seen that perspective, and he's
wow, great stuff, Dr. Drew. We really appreciate you sharing that with us. We'll look for you on Loveline tonight with your friend Mike Catherwood, and then on the TV at 6 p.m. on HLN. It's Dr. Drew on call. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet.
Thank you, sir. Fullerton tomorrow morning, the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen. We're going to be there crowning Miss Double December 2015. Just bring a new unwrapped toy, be 21 or up, and watch the show. Hey, look who's here, you guys.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Check out those gigantic knockers.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
I want to squeeze them.
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Double December 2015 is the beautiful Leah from Canyon Country. Hi, Leah. Congratulations on winning the whole thing.
She hasn't won. She's just
a
contestant.
Look at Leah. Look at the cake she brought.
I saw the cake she brought. There are also double D's in the cake. Or bigger, even. I'm not sure.
I think they're bigger.
Welcome, Leah.
Hi. How's it going?
Is it true you brought your mom?
Yeah, she's over there.
That's a little weird.
She was making faces at the double D song.
That was going to be the first rule of business is tomorrow's really kind of a no-parent thing.
Is your mom going to be joining you tomorrow?
No, I don't think so.
It's
I don't
sort
think
of a no-parent event.
Yeah, it's kind of a no-parents-and-no-kids event, I think, come to think of it.
Well, Leah, thank you so much for coming in. You are a final contestant for Miss Double December 2015. We've had the opportunity to interview all the ladies here on the air, and you can see all those interviews and pictures and questionnaires at krock.com if you want to go and cast your vote for Leah right now. You are a cake decorator. Can you tell us a little bit more about this cake that you brought in today? Because it's beautiful.
Well, it's giant boobs, and it has a tattoo of Kevin and Bean on it because obviously
As they all should.
Uh-huh. And it has rum filling and it's soaked in Kahlua and it's chocolate cake.
Wow.
Nothing wrong with any of that.
Wow. She knows us, right?
Yeah.
Do you work at a bakery? Do you make cakes a lot?
Yes, that's my job. I'm a cake decorator at Bristol Farms.
Oh, that is fantastic. Wow. All right. How'd you hear about the pageant? What made you want to enter?
Well, I listen every morning at 5 a.m. when I go into work.
Okay.
And, I just happened to hear about it and I've never heard about it before. And so I heard about it and I was like, hey, I have double D's. Why not?
you never heard about the pageant before this year?
No, I have not.
How about that? Well, you know what you get if you win, right?
I get to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, well, that's the worst part of the job. That's unfortunately. That's the uncomfortable part.
By the way, that's sort of optional, too.
Yeah, that's true. You can say hi and ditch us immediately.
Right.
You will win tickets to both nights of the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, which are going to be next weekend. You will also join us throughout the year next year for our Kevin Bean singles parties, for our Breakfast Swid that we do in the Red Bull Sound Space, for whatever live events we do, Kevin Bean April Foolishness, the Weenie Roast. A lot of fun stuff that comes along with being part of the show. Why do you think you'd be a good Miss Double D?
Well, because I have double D's.
Yes.
And, yes. And I mean, I love going to concerts. I love music just like everybody else. And honestly, I love you guys. I'm like super excited just to be here. So like that I made it this far is awesome, and to win would be
okay.
Even more
well, that's
awesome.
Nice. You're right. Kevin, you took a look at Leah's questionnaire. What's it look like?
If you wrote your autobiography, what would the title be? Probably the same as mine, which is "Did I Say That Out Loud?" That's good.
Yeah.
What's it like at work?
Do
you have to watch what you say? Or?
Yeah. Well, it's really hard because I have to censor myself a lot.
Yeah.
And but sometimes I can't, and I shock my managers a lot.
Sweet.
And
so. Sweet. I love that. If you were a porn star, what would your made-up stage name be? It would be Beer Jugs.
Her mom's in the next room.
She wrote it.
Can we disregard
this
that
is
question,
her
please?
Answer.
Can we move on?
My mom actually came up with that one.
What? Mom, you're weird. She's weird.
All right, let's talk about your talent.
Yeah, if selected, what would your talent be? Naked or semi-naked musician-songwriter?
Yeah. Well, I can sing, and
right.
I can play the guitar, and I wrote a song for you guys.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, and you're going to go in the other room in a minute, and we're going to videotape that and put it up like we have with all of the other contestants. Uh-huh. And you're going to do the song?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to be awesome. But I'm just wondering, what if I'm terrible? Are you guys still going to tell me I'm awesome? Or
probably.
I don't know. It'd be hard for me to say anything bad to you, Leah. I got to be honest.
Describe yourself in 140 characters. You say, I'm weird, funny, artistic, lovable. I swear like a sailor. I'm basically Kevin Bean, Ralph, and Lisa May put together with a little bit of Rodney in there.
Yeah.
That's
very
easy.
Sexy. Very sexy.
A little bit of Rodney in there is my autobiography.
All right. So Fullerton tomorrow. How are you feeling about, have you done any kind of stage work, modeling pageants, anything like that where you've been in a bikini in front of a big crowd?
No.
All right. Okay. You've got guts.
Yeah. I've performed with my music and stuff, but I've never done any kind of pageant or anything. Normally, I'm too short.
Oh, it's going to be fun. I mean, the one thing I will tell you, except for the audience members that Kevin gets into a fist fight with every year, in general, you'll never find a more supportive crowd or a crowd that's happier to be there or a crowd that's rooting more for you. I think you're going to have a lot of fun, Leah.
Yeah, and as long as they're drunk, I mean, I can't do anything wrong, so.
Well, I can vouch for that. That's going to happen.
Those are our people. All right, well, come on down and join us. It's going to be in Fullerton at the Slide Bar. You can get all the details at krock.com. And as you mentioned earlier, Kevin, even if, you got to work or whatever, you can't be there, it's a great day to tune in and watch the thing live on krock.com, right?
Yeah, we're going to simulcast it so that you can actually watch it. And then
awesome.
Have something else that you can put up when your boss comes by.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we'll see you tomorrow morning at
got the rock and roll slide bar. What's it called?
Leah, thanks for coming in. Thanks for the cake. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
But we'll see you tomorrow morning at the rock and roll slide bar. What's it called?
Leah, thanks for coming in. Thanks for the cake. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
In my defense, this is the first year we've done it there.
That's so true. It's a brand new location.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. I think we've always done it there.
That's right.
Yeah.
How difficult will it be for Lisa and me to find it tomorrow morning, though?
Impossible.
It is. Like,
Lisa gets lost.
I do get lost.
Lisa gets reset every year when
and
it comes to this location.
It's dark.
Oh, that's a good point.
And that makes it difficult when it's dark.
But isn't it dark for all of us?
In the dark.
Where has been big fireball gone from sky? No can see wolves or bears. Do not go into forest.
Lisa's the only traffic reporter that cannot navigate streets to get to where she wants to go.
That's why I became a traffic reporter. Yeah. I tried to help myself.
Ah, you made your weakness your strength.
Yeah.
But she didn't.
Ah, because
it's still
her weakness. I still have no sense of direction. It doesn't help with that at all.
Yeah.
But I don't think that any of us are intimately familiar with Fullerton, yet we all, the rest of us, managed to figure out a way to get there.
You know what
year.
I do? I find this thing called directions, and I print them out, and then I
like it.
I hold them, and I read off of them as I drive. Or, you know, there's things, GPSs and things and apps on your phone. There's many ways to find
things. I do all that, Ralph. Stop talking about
future world.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interject science fiction into
right.
this conversation.
It's ridiculous, like 20 years from now, maybe.
All right, time for our final look at the showbiz beat here on a Thursday morning. Here's Ralph.
We need to get a drone, pick Lisa up at her house.
Oh, that'd be
with
fun.
Some hooks.
That would
and then
be
just
awesome.
Fly her over Southern California and then just drop her off in the
she
parking
lot. She
can
do lot. Traffic that way. She can literally
fly
above.
I'm here above the slide bar, and it looks like there's a big, on Lemon, there's a big intersection foul up there. You need to go around it.
I may be a little drunk.
You may be.
That's what it is. I drive drunk.
Yeah. Great.
Yay.
Before I get to show business news, how about some passes to not just one of our K-Rock screenings, but the premiere of a little movie that I like to call The Hobbit,
The Hobbit,
The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies.
Yay!
December 9th at the Dolby Theater. It's the red carpet world premiere. All the stars will be there. You'll see. Ian McKellen and Martin Freeman and Richard Armitage. They'll all be there celebrating Bilbo Baggins and the Middle Earth and the Smaug and the things with all the midgets and the battering rams and
hey, spoiler alert.
Sorry. December 9th at the Dolby Theater there at Hollywood Highland. Call me now if you'd like to go, 1-800-520-1067. But don't worry, because if you don't win, the movie that I like to call...
A little early, my bad.
Trying to help you out here.
The Hobbit! The Battle of the Five Armies!
Is in theaters on December the 17th. What's it called?
Do we like that reverb?
That echo? I think it works better than what we've tried so far.
I like it, too. I think it sounds good.
Ariana Grande. Find her online, hiding from a Victoria's Secret angel. It's very funny. Become the internet sensation this week. Photo of her being smacked in the head by one of Victoria's Secret's angel's wings. And she looks like she's just fearing for her life. And it's very, very entertaining. I'm just going to give you a little heads up there.
I'm guessing that when she's performing, she doesn't think she's going to get hit by anything.
Right. And I'm sure that was a millisecond of her just moving out of the way, but they just captured her perfect in a moment of terror where no one's ever been that afraid of a woman in a bra and panties before in their lives.
That's awesome.
The reason I bring up Ariana Grande, she is performing in the Victoria's Secret fashion show that will be airing on CBS on the 9th. It was filmed this week, Tuesday night. She was in London for the filming, and by all accounts, she was just a sweetheart. She was staying at the Langham Hotel in London, and lots of her fans were parked out in front of the hotel hoping to catch a glimpse of their hero.
So she
sent down hot chocolate to the fans waiting for her, because it was cold outside. And then when she finally did show up, she personally signed all the cups for them, which I think is sweet.
That's pretty nice.
So, good for you, Ariana Grande. We pick on her sometimes, but she seems like once in a while she could do something nice for somebody.
At any stage of your life, and this is a question for everyone in the room, were you the kid who would go and stand out in front of a hotel where a celebrity was staying in hopes of catching a glimpse of that person?
You mean at night if their window's open?
Creeper? No.
I just need to figure out where you're going with this.
Then no.
No, I'm just saying, like, these fans who are out in front of the hotel because they love Ariana Grande. I just say, well, have you ever been that person who would ever do that?
No. I've never been a person to go and stake out any location ever for anyone.
Kevin? Lisa?
Same.
No.
Yeah, me neither. But, I mean, apparently there are lots of people who do it. I have
stood in line before to meet and greet, you know, or get an autograph or something
at
like
a scheduled
that. At a Comic-Con or things like that. I've gone through that experience, but I've never just tried to hunt down people.
Yeah, that's strange.
That's a level of fanaticism, isn't it?
Yes, I have a friend of mine who may be, and this is no exaggeration, may be the world's greatest Bruce Springsteen fan. Huge Springsteen fan.
How's that possible?
And he has traveled around the world following him on world tours in Europe, for example.
Wow.
Showing up at every venue and every hotel where he is, usually outside the venue waiting for him to show up. Till the point where Springsteen pulled him aside and said, do you like my music? And he said, yes, I love your music more than anything. Then just leave me alone.
Wow. Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
To annoy your hero would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how did your friend take it?
He shot and killed Bruce Springsteen.
I don't think that's true.
That is not a true story.
I think Bruce is fine.
Bruce Springsteen is still alive.
I may be thinking of somebody else.
Yeah.
No, he took it to heart and said, I'm going to back off and maybe not be the super fan.
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of people will follow and act like Bruce around and go to all the shows. There's nothing super unusual about that.
Yeah,
if you can afford it, a lot of people
every hotel when he
the
shows
hotel
up.
Thing is a little creepy. Yeah. And I know we never have time for these conversations, but what was he hoping for? What experience did he hope that Bruce would talk to him a lot and they would become friends? I mean, what was his goal? Or was he trying to collect autographs?
Not what he got.
He would shoot a lot of film, a lot of pictures, and occasionally would have photographs from other venues and other meetings where they posed together that he would bring and have Bruce sign and stuff. It was more just about the being there than it really was necessarily pestering him. I don't think he ever really pestered him.
But being at the hotel
but
is a form of
he showed up enough that Bruce Springsteen took notice and I think got a little wigged out about it.
Well, that's pretty cool that he handled it himself.
He did.
He didn't send
a
bouncer.
And I may have even said it stronger than he did. Yeah. It was just like, dude, you know, if you like my music and everything, it'd be great if you could just give me a little space.
Yeah,
because it's a little uncomfortable. I think maybe that probably was more the tone he took.
It is interesting, though, that he probably had 40 autographed photos at home, but was standing out in front of the hotel to get a 41st, you know?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So don't do that. Or do it.
Don't do it.
I don't know.
Okay.
I got nothing but time. the James Bond movie this morning, they announced what the title's going to be. I think it's a pretty cool title. Maybe one of the best titles ever, because it means a lot. It carries a lot of resonance for Bond fans. The title is Spectre. Spectre, which of course is the legendary fictional global terrorist organization that James Bond has battled in many James Bond movies.
Sure.
Spectre, S-P-E-C-T-R-E, stands for Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, and Extortion. Head by, of course, Ernst Stavro Blofeld.
You're right.
Thank you. Good idea, Mr. Bond. Right idea, wrong pussy. It's one of my favorite lines from Diamonds Are Forever.
It's a good line.
When Blofeld has cloned himself. And so Bond sees his white cat because he was always petting the white cat, remember?
No, but
you know,
go ahead.
You know, it's a spoof, a parody of every Bond villain. You always see them petting a furry white cat. Mike Myers took that premise and had the hairless
I do
cat
remember that.
In Austin Powers. Okay?
All right.
So Bond sees his cat there. And so he kicks at the cat, jumping. He's hoping the cat will jump into the arms of the real Blofeld because there's two Blofelds in front of him. And he does, and he kills that guy. The cat jumps into his arms. But then he sees another cat come out from around the corner, and it was a cloned cat for the clone. He killed the clone, not the real Blofeld.
No.
Burn!
Oh, wow.
And Blofeld says, right idea, Mr. Bond. Wrong pussy.
See, because he's talking about cats.
Of course he is. What were you thinking, you perv?
I dig.
Rumor has it Christoph Waltz will be playing Blofeld in this film, although they've said he's going to be somebody else this morning at the introduction. I don't buy it, though. We met some Bond girls, too. Lea Seydoux. She's the real deal right there. You may have... she was in a movie that got a lot of attention this year called Blue is the Warmest Color. A very explicit, graphic lesbian love story that was French and got a lot of attention in the festival circuit. She will be one of the Bond girls, as will
Monica Bellucci as Lucia Scarra.
Muffins.
So they should have just stolen from Austin Powers and called her a lot of vagina.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. The new Bond film will feature the new Bond car, an Aston Martin DB10. Do yourself a favor if you're a car buff. Look that up on the internet. That's a good-looking ride right there. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jeff Bridges is 65 years old today. Marissa Tomei turns 50. Fred Armisen, 48 years old. Rapper Jay-Z is 45. And TV hostess and former Victoria's Secret model herself, Tyra Banks, is 41.
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
Tyra is a whore, a big fucking whore.
Some Omar's best work right there.
It really is. And, of course, late-breaking news if you hadn't heard. Also joining us for the second night of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. They just said, hey, can we come and play? Can we join in your little reindeer games? No doubt. It's going to play for us.
Hey, they want to know if it's okay.
Yeah.
Like they need an invitation.
Yes. He said, we heard you two couldn't make it. You're going to have a little extra time on Sunday. Can we stop by? Well, I guess if you want to.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff.
No, we don't have time for this.
I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
No, it's sold out already.
We're giving them away right here on the station, right?
Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean, they're like,
you have to listen.
Where is there...
Listen to the show, and then when you hear your opportunities, whether it's a game
or... Can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there? Because...
Yes, come tonight at midnight. Wear a ski mask.
Yeah, and do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available, do you know?
No, Marriott's all sold out. Try the Hilton.
Major fan of K-Rock. I'd love to, introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Not playing.
No, they're not.
They're not playing.
No, Anthony Kiedis had a bad bike accident.
That's what we heard.
Yeah, they had to cancel.
All right, I'm going to read this. Online voting is open now at krock.com for Miss Double December.
What the heck?
2015. Join us tomorrow for the Miss Double December pageant at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton.
Not the Rock and Roll Slide Bar Cafe?
Nope. Not that one.
Can I hear that again?
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
But we'll see you tomorrow morning at the Rock and Roll Slide Bar. What's it called? Leah, thanks for coming in. Thanks for the cake. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
And you can watch it online. See you tomorrow.